Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Yo, it's mycarnow.com. It's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem, 'cause zero down delivers. Itsmycarnow.com.
Deal that she hopes Georgian President Saakashvili will sign. The six-point plan would call for Russian troops to pull out of both of Georgia's breakaway republics, South Ossetia and Abkhazia, leaving behind only the peacekeepers, which were there before the current conflict started.
But there are questions about whether Saakashvili will agree to the terms, with Russian forces continuing to block the strategic city of Gori. An international rights group is charging both sides in the Georgia fighting with crimes against civilians. Jane Buchanan is with Human Rights Watch.
We have documented indiscriminate attacks on civilians, including the use of a very dangerous weapon of cluster bombs by Russian forces. Georgian forces have also perpetrated indiscriminate attacks against civilians.
Russian military officials deny the Human Rights Watch charge. Tensions are not likely to ease after the agreement between Washington and Warsaw to put a U.S. missile defense shield on Polish soil. Marshall Goldman is a Russia expert at Harvard.
This problem in Georgia now, I think, has increased pressure by the United States to build it, and there is this feeling in Poland that maybe they should stand up to the Russians this way.
But a Russian general says today that U.S. missiles in Poland make Poland more vulnerable to an attack. After Summer Olympics, American Michael Phelps remains the gold standard of the games. We're live in Beijing with CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
And Nick, it's beginning to sound like a broken record.
He wins another gold medal number six, world record number six.
Michael Phelps' latest gold medal here in the 200-meter individual medley. In 14 hours, Phelps will be back in the pool trying for number seven. That would tie Mark Spitz's legendary record for the most gold medals in one Olympics. Other U.S. swimmers winning gold today, Ryan Lochte and Rebecca Soni. A big triumph also for the U.S. women's gymnastics team. Nastia Lukin won the women's all-around competition. Lukin's father won two golds in Korea in 1988. One of his gold medals hangs in her bedroom.
I saw it every single day when I woke up, and it just gave me that extra motivation.
Track and field competition began today. Tomorrow, one of the great Olympic events, the 100-meter dash. America's top hope, Tyson Gay, is considered one of the favorites. Back to Michael Phelps, though. CBS News correspondent Barry Peterson looks at why Phelps is able to do what he's doing.
He is built and born for swimming.
As he was growing up, his torso extended beyond normal. While he's 6'4" in height, he has the upper body of a man 6'8", and that gives him extra upper body strength. But Phelps also has the shorter legs of a man who's only 5'10", which provides him with more efficient kicking. His arms stretched out of proportion to his body, to 6'7". It means more arm muscles and bigger hands for pulling through the water.
There are those big size 14 feet.
Swimmers use their ankles like fish use fins for propulsion. His ankles do it better.
The ankle flexibility is what pushes water backwards so that you go forward. It's that simple, and he has great ankle flexibility, just incredible, and big feet.
Barry Peterson, CBS News, Beijing. 4 past the hour.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. We're waking up to rain, admittedly, something we're not used to.
People are not used to seeing rain around here, so anything seems like a downpour.
That's Carl Burles of the National Weather Service. He expects it to rain pretty much all day today, not enough to fix all the days of no rain.
Well, it'll certainly help. Right now, for the year, we're still about 5 inches below normal.
Murrow says the DIA total might be 3/4 of an inch today. DNC News, the band Rage Against the Machine will be part of a free concert in Denver the third day of the convention. They're brought in by Iraq Veterans Against the War and Tent State University. Rage Against the Machine, part of a protester clashes at the 2000 Democratic Convention. Energy News, Governor Ritter not happy with the record-setting oil and gas leases on the Rome Plateau. He said the state lost money on the $114 million deal that leased the whole top of the plateau. Ritter had been pushing for longer processes with more money. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Helen Gray. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
No crashes or stalls to get in the way. However, as you heard from Helen, the speeds are going to be a little bit lower than usual due to the wet roads. Splashback will also be a problem. There is some standing water along I-25 downtown. Now, if you're heading up to the high country, it's foggy and rainy in the foothills. We're also seeing some areas of patchy fog.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free Rosetta Stone demo CD with 31 different languages. So, what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo CD to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I've tried to learn a new language before and it was always too hard.
Well, Rosetta Stone is a completely natural way to learn a new language, just like you learned your first language. No tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Oh, but there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start speaking a new language in less than 10 minutes.
Aha! Wait, did you say 10 minutes?
To get your free demo CD from Rosetta Stone, call now 1-800-338-1987. Experience for yourself the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language guaranteed. For your free demo CD, call now 1-800-338-1987. That's 1-800-338-1987.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1065. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1065. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1065. 1-800-557-1065.
We're going to have a contest on this program. We're going to have a contest on this radio station. Count the number of times the person on the air says, I, and I'll win. I know it. See, I just did it three times. That and you know. I'll win on both those. I guarantee you. All right, we survived till Friday, and you know what Friday is. Friday is a couple of guests and mostly open phones at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to take off on, fine. I don't care what it is. This morning, we're going to talk to Christine Harvey at 8 o'clock, and we're going to find out why the heck she's moving to Alaska, which she's probably going to get mad about because I wrote it on her Facebook wall. She wasn't too happy. And then at 8:30, we're going to welcome back an old friend. After receiving significant campaign contributions from the National Venture Capitalist Association and special interests representing the biotechnology industry, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has ramrodded legislation through the House of Representatives that will allow billionaire venture capitalists to hijack federal small business contract programs. And I'm not trying to climb all over the Democratic Party, but I'm very confused. I feel like somebody hit me over the head with an ideological baseball bat. Because one of the jobs on this radio station is to sometimes carry water for the Democratic Party. and certainly to carry water for progressives or the left, even though you might think, or I might think, even though I might think, that what's going on is wrong. And boy, I don't even know how to put this. And this election is so important. It's so important that it's almost the point of being the most crucial election within most of our lifetimes. So you don't want to spoil what's going on. So you have a tendency that you want to keep your mouth shut about things. Like, there's a big story this morning in both the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News about Rage Against the Machine coming to Tent City, and about all these protest groups coming. And I honor their right to free speech. I think you do, too. But on the other hand, I don't understand their logic. Because the party that offers them the best chance of getting what they want is a Democratic Party. Of course, there's also a part of me that does understand their logic. Because most of us feel, well, I don't want to say most of us, because I don't have statistics to back that up, but a lot of people I know, maybe you, you've expressed it on the phone lines, feel like the Democratic Party just doesn't go far enough. But why would all these people show up? And I think some of them are showing up hoping for an incident or two. Why would they show up and try to dampen the best chance that we possibly have to come out of the dark ages of the last 8 years and move forward? Now, you got to give Rage Against the Machine credit for one thing. They're not only going to play here, but they're also going to play in Minneapolis. But I think the deal is that they what they ought to do is they ought to be going to Minneapolis and not coming here. And that these protesters should not come here. They may be dissatisfied with what the Dems are doing, and I certainly am, and I'm sure you are too. But what are we going to do? We're stuck. This is one of the most crucial elections of our lifetime. So what do we do? We're held hostage by the two-party system. We've talked about this before. I hesitate to speak out about the Democratic Party for that very reason. I also hesitate to speak out about it because there are people involved in the Democratic Party who I love dearly and I don't want to hurt. But what goes on a lot of times bothers me. And I've especially been having a struggle with this as of late. All right, open phones at 303-713-7600 on this cold, rainy morning. High today only going to be 57. You can talk about anything you want to talk about. And I'm open to it. And if you want to get into whatever it is, maybe there's something this week that you wanted to get on and you wanted to talk about and you didn't have a chance to do it, you can. If you want to continue about the you want to talk about the ongoing continuing revelations in the Edwards scandal, then that's fine too. I don't have any problem with that. I'm trying not to focus on it because to me, I really don't care at this particular point what he did. And the reason I say that is because he's not the nominee. I think he's a very reckless individual. I think he's got some morality problems. And it shows that sometimes those who preach the loudest are often the ones who are the weakest. Let's go to Dan in Lakewood. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, this is Dan from Lakewood, and I'm just calling in because I'm a little upset about not being chosen to be able to go to the Obama thing on Thursday night. But what I'm really upset about is I've been having some correspondence after I was not chosen to go. I had been corresponding to people down there, and you know, it's just the same old letter saying, oh, you weren't chosen because there were so many people that want to go ahead of you. My question about this was there was never any limit to the amount of tickets you could get. And when I signed up and applied for my tickets, I did it within 15 minutes after it was announced. I didn't even get a sniff, and basically they're saying they're sorry. My question is, or my statement about this reminds me a lot of the Rockies ticket fiasco last year for the playoffs, where people were told they could get tickets and all of a sudden they had problems. My problem that I have is being a Democrat, a loyal Democrat for 52 years, and I was Barack Obama's at his primary, the caucus, excuse me, representative. I'm not going to get to go, and I'm going to be watching television, and I'm going to be watching people there that probably didn't apply, and people who are bringing their kids, whose kids are there because their parents couldn't find a babysitter. So I'm sitting home because people are going to be able to have as many tickets as they want to go down there. So I guess my statement is just to get it off my chest because I'm kind of torqued this morning about the fact that not so much that I wasn't chosen. I can get over that, and I will get over that, but it's the whole selection process.
Well, I didn't get chosen either, and neither did Mary. And maybe we, you know, with the two of us, maybe we didn't deserve to get chosen.
You know, I'm going to get over it. I'm not going to.
I mean, I'm going to get in regardless because two things are either going to happen with me. One, I can get in because I'm a credentialed member of the press. And
that's great, Jim.
And I might have to go. See, but if I don't have to go, then I'm not going to go.
Jay, I'm about your age. I don't need to go. It's not that big a deal. I guess what's going to torque me off is that I put the time and effort into it. I went to the caucus. I showed up abroad. I did this type of stuff. And I guarantee you there are people that are going to be there that didn't do anything or children who are going to be there who don't give a damn what's going on. And it's the fact that that's the decision made by the Barack Obama people to just possibly give people a number of tickets. I don't know how many tickets were allowed. I only requested two because it's my wife and I.
I think the amount of tickets that were up for grabs were something in the neighborhood of 60,000, but I'm not real sure about that. And I'll tell you something. Originally, I thought this Invesco idea was a good one.
Right.
Because here you're going to have 80-some-odd thousand people, and the Republicans, there are key Republicans that are not going to show up to their convention.
I saw that last night. That was hilarious.
Okay, I mean, and how many people can that Indianapolis venue hold? 20,000 at the most, maybe?
But, Jay, answer this question.
Wait a minute. Let me finish my thought. But now I don't think it's such a good idea.
Well, I guess I'm torqued because, as a Democrat, I just felt like I deserved a little bit more respect. I'm a native of the state. I graduated the University of Colorado. You know, I was a union representative. My problem is I'm going to watch TV and I'm going to see people there that didn't put the effort
in. See, that's what I mean. In other words, here's the deal. The giving away of these tickets is like talk radio. And it's like talk radio in the sense that on any given day, at any given time, any host who takes an opinion is going to make somebody mad.
Oh, I agree.
And everybody wanted to go to this thing. And the end result is that not everybody like yourself and others are going to be happy at the mechanics of it and the outcome. And what they should have done is
limit tickets.
Yeah, and they should have sat down and thought about this and thought about it from the very, very beginning. And I'll tell you something. Had it been me and I were running this deal, and there'd be a lot of squealing, and it's probably not proper politics, but I'll tell you what. I'll tell you, I would have done it. I would have ruled out any delegates, and I would have taken only the hierarchy of the Colorado Democratic Party, and then I would have gone through and pulled all of the registered Democrats' names off the voting rolls, which you can get.
Thank you.
And I would have thrown them into a hopper, and I would have pulled the names randomly like that.
See, I'm not anti-kid. I taught high school for a number of years, retired. But I'm just telling you that it's just upsetting to me as a taxpaying citizen and a resident of this state that I don't get chosen. And I know there are people that are going to be there that don't deserve to be there.
Well, I agree. Listen, I agree, and nothing's ever fair, and you can make that case, but I understand where you're coming from. I understand totally, and I think the mechanics of it are wrong.
I got it off my chest. Thank you, brother.
Hey, man, I'm here for you. Call me again.
Thank you.
All right. Open phones, 303-713. 7600. It's more like a fall day here today with a high of 57 and showers. And so tell me, John, are people keeping themselves in control this early on the highways, or are we starting to have problems already?
No problems really yet, Jay. You will want to give yourself an extra 5 to 10 minutes, however, to make your commute this morning. Wet roads will slow you down just a bit. Already have standing water on both sides of 25 around Colfax, and we're also seeing heavy traffic coming into downtown on southbound 25 around Park Avenue. One accident on the radar, 13th and Broadway, and it's foggy in the foothills along I-70 and C-470. Your forecast, showers and thunderstorms this morning, then overcast during the afternoon with occasional rain and a high of 60 degrees. We're also calling for rain and cooler temperatures for most.
Attention. Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are now eligible to try Hydralyze free. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-496-2620. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call this number today, 1-800-496-2620, 1-800-496-2620.
With myself about things, and one of the things I debate about is the fact is the economy really that bad, or we know it's bad, but are we making it worse by talking about how bad it is? Well, here's a fact. Okay, here's a fact, that most auto places, most dealers, are having trouble. Because buying a car is an expensive proposition, and consumers right now are cutting back. But one of the places that's not having trouble is Rockies. And one of the reasons why is because they've got a huge selection of affordable, clean, late model, previously owned vehicles. So if you're looking for gas savers, if whatever it is you're looking for, I mean, I can't sit here in 60 seconds and get into everything they have. You're going to have to just go out there and see it for yourself. Go out there and see my friend Spanky Herrera or any of the folks out there that are there to help you. There's over 100 of them. Rockies will show you the book price on any vehicle. They have a matching down incentive, and they want to see your trade-in. Rockies Autos. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Right there, corner 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss them. They're just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-962-0275. That's 1-800-962-0275. 1-800-962-0275.
What a drag it is getting old. Kids are different today. I hear every mother say, mother needs something today to calm her down. And though she's not really ill, there's a little yellow pill. She goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper, and it helps her on her way, gets her through her busy day.
The Stones. What a drag it is getting old.
Things are different today. I hear every mother say, cooking fresh food for her husband's just a drag. So she buys an instant cake, and she buys a frozen steak, and goes running for the shelter of her mother's.
See, don't you remember when we said that? When our parents said that? Kids are different today. And now we're saying it. 6:24, 24 minutes after 6. I am so high today, 57 showers. J. Marvin along with you. I'm stuck on old Rolling Stones music. I can't stop listening to it. Is that sick? Is that a sick pattern of behavior? John, do you think that's a sick pattern of behavior that I keep listening to it over and over again?
Absolutely not. Whatever it takes to take a little bit, put a little bit of levity in your life, right?
Well, I mean, do you find that to be, do you ever get like that where you just get stuck on something and you keep listening to it?
I've been listening to a lot of reggae lately to put me in a good mood.
I keep listening to the same, you know that Rolling Stones double CD that's like their greatest hits?
Uh-huh.
I keep listening to the first CD on there over and over again with all these Stones songs that I really like. And some of them date back to like 1965, 66.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
Over and over again. It's getting ridiculous. Isn't it? Don't you think?
You need to start scoring some Stones bootlegs.
I just want to keep hearing these same songs over and over again. I don't know why that is. I can't figure it out. All right, it's open phones. 6:25, 25 minutes after 6. Let's get back on the phones here at 303-713-7600. Enough about my neurotic listening habits. Let's go to Noah in Thornton. Noah, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey.
I kind of understand why the protesters had something to say. Because there's some days where I just want to scream at the radio when I hear about how the Democratic Party just, to me, doesn't seem like they care. And the reason why I say that is, for all the things that have happened under the Bush administration, they seem so civil and just like it doesn't really matter. And I'm just like, where is your fire? Where is your passion? Where is the fact that you swore an oath to the Constitution? And these people just seem like they're like, oh, this is politics as usual. I'm like, no, this is not politics as usual. This is stuff that is destroying our country. Sometimes I wish they would become like the Thai Senate and run up there and just punch somebody in the nose. These people are so wrong, but they don't care.
And I don't think that it's they don't care. I think that it's a complicated problem that we face. There are guys like you and myself and other people who want to see a more confrontational opposition party.
I want to see somebody with a backbone, and that's
the biggest thing
I ever hear.
That's the same thing. You want a more confrontational opposition party.
I want somebody who stands up. It's not so much confrontational. I want them to actually take pride in what they do.
Well,
it seems like they're just there as the opposition party to be civil.
Well, see, when I say more confrontational, like that would be, for instance, what you would see in Thailand or what you would see in Europe where a coalition of parties or a main opposition party would do something like simply stand up and walk out because they don't like what's going on and they feel like they're being bullied. And we don't have that. We have people who compromise their beliefs in order to get elected.
I don't believe
And they're, you don't think that's true?
No, what I honestly believe, Jay, is that they're all playing a game, and it seems like they're saying like they care, but I look at what these people are doing, and I wonder how in the world can you get to this point where they might possibly lose the election? And the reason is people follow a strong leader. And that's the reason why the Republicans win, is that sheep follow a strong leader.
Well, the other reason they win, let me tell you the other reason they win. The other reason they win is because they don't know. Look, you put them in a fish tank, and let me tell you something, they don't know where the bottom is. They'll go as low as they possibly can. Okay, and we entertain this attitude of, no, we can't do that. I mean, John McCain, there's numerous clips of John McCain saying over and over and over again, I'm sick of dirty politics. I'm not going to run that kind of campaign, blah, 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 blah. But he is doing it. He's doing it. And so the fact is the guy's a liar. What happens is we have a tendency to get punched around. And then what we don't do is we don't stand up and we don't say, okay, listen, you know, you want to go down that road? Fine. Let's go. I'll drive the car. Now, to the Obama campaign's credit, there is this Joe Corsi book out about Barack Obama, which is a pile of crap. And it's going to go to number one on the New York Times bestseller list Sunday. But it's because they've hyped the sales the same way Berry Gordy used to do with Motown Records. They buy a bunch of them and then throw them in Lake Michigan. But the thing is that the Obama campaign has now issued a 40-page rebuttal, which is soon to go up on their smear website, taking Corsi to task for what he has written, where John Kerry never really paid much attention to what Corsi was doing or what the Swift vote veterans were doing until it was too late. So, I mean, in that respect, we are making ground. But on the everyday respect of issues, guys like you and I and a lot of other people were disappointed.
Oh, disappointed doesn't even begin to cover it. Nancy Pelosi is an abject, utter failure.
Yeah, I don't like her.
And same with the leader of the Senate. He just makes me want to throw up.
Harry Reid, he's weak too.
And that's just it. It's people like that who are in leadership have no business being in our leadership. They need to learn political theater. They need to learn fire in their belly. They need to learn how to tell these people that they are liars on national TV. But they just say, well, I think my opposition party's wrong.
Well,
no.
They, it's always the same thing about, and I used to preach this on the radio too, about let's reach across the aisle and get things done. But you know what I'm starting to think, Noah? I'm starting to think that that's BS.
If somebody's punching you in the nose, you don't reach out to say, hey, brother, that's not nice. Like, you first have to stop them punching you in the nose by sometimes beating them back to a pulp and then putting your foot down and showing them that you're just as strong as they are. Respect from a bully sometimes only comes when you beat the hell out of that bully.
Yeah, I agree. But the problem with the protesters coming here and doing all of this is that they are taking a gamble, which they don't care about, and a risk of spoiling this country's best chance to emerge out of the shadows of this terribly, terribly draconian, dark-hearted administration and the party that supports them. And why? Why would you do that? What they should be doing is they should be, and all Americans should be doing this. There should be mass organization of Americans of all ages to go to Minneapolis and give the GOP hell, because the GOP, they're the ones that are holding us hostage in this situation.
Well, I agree, but the problem is that I've lost so much faith in the Democratic Party over the last 8 years that I kind of am waiting for the whole system to, implode.
Well, but you have to be fair about this. Part of that problem has been theirs. Part of it hasn't been their problem. Part of it has been that the Republican majority has run that institution just like a police state and has locked the Democrats out, forced them to do things like go to the basement to hold press conferences. I mean, part of that has to do with numbers. Part of that has to do with the Americans who go and they go and they vote.
Yeah, but that's my whole point, Jay, is everything that you just cited are the reasons why I would be the person that would be doing the political theater to prove how evil these people are. But they just kind of say,
yeah, but you can't, but you can't pin something on the Democrats that's not their fault. And by going and making it rough for them, what you end up in the end doing is you end up empowering the very people who you really don't like, and they're the people who you should really go after. They're the people who you should really be focusing on the fact that they have kept us in this situation, and that the economy, that the war, that all of these things have gone horribly wrong under their leadership. And let me throw this in, Noah, because this is important. They have failed to live up to the responsibility of what Congress is supposed to do, which is they're supposed to hold checks and balances against the executive branch, regardless of party affiliation, And these folks have not done it.
Yes.
And the American public should try and convict them in the court of public opinion because they haven't. And you're not going to hold that trial when you got people in a tent sitting in Rage Against the Machine with a party that represents your best chances to emerge out of this funk that this country's in.
I'm hoping that the protesters pull the party out of their lackadaisical funk.
The only people are going to pull them out are you and me.
Well, and you know what, Jay? I may be out there protesting some of the things. And the reason why I'm saying that is that I would protest both sides, but sometimes I'm so sick of the big business Democrats that are taking over the party that are no better than Republicans.
Well, listen, on that, you and I are on the same page. I'm exactly with you, and I can name names, but I'm not going to name names, but I'm exactly with you. The fact that there are Democrats who take the same money from the same people and then make excuses about it and try to twist it around, and it's like, what, they must think we're stupid? You know what, we're not stupid, and yeah, it bothers me too. Noah, thank you, man.
You're welcome, Jay.
All right. Good call from him. Real good call. Christine in Aurora. Christine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. Hey, I was just going to call and comment on two callers ago, the guy who was so upset about not getting tickets and everything. Now, I just put in for him just like so many others, and I haven't heard back yet. So, and my husband heard back last night, and he's on the wait list. And as far as how many you can get, I think you were limited to two per person. And he was so upset the kids were going to be there, and I thought maybe I would share my story and maybe he'll feel a little bit better if, you know, because I put my son down as my guest, he's 7 years old, and you're right, he doesn't get it yet, but, you know, when are you going to teach him? When do you start? You start when they're young. You know, he's gone with me to vote every single time I voted. He's, which now I'm doing mail-in because it's the safest way, but, you know, and I've been trying to show him and teach him that, you know, this is the most important thing you can do as a citizen of your country is participate. And he's at an age where he will remember this. If we do get to go, he's going to remember it. He will remember it for the rest of his life. It's just going to be crazy. And when he's older, he will understand. He will understand that he was part of something that was huge. And, you know, we went around because they had called and said, the Obama people called and said, if you volunteer, you know, maybe you get a better chance at it. And we're like, you know, I was going to volunteer anyway, but sure, we'll volunteer. And the whole family went out last Saturday and walked and talked to people for 6 hours. So, you know, sure, they're young. They may not get it, but my son, he walked the walk.
You know what? They will get it, though, over a period of time, and they will remember it, and they will understand it because I went through some of that same stuff when I was a kid, and I think a lot of us did when we were kids. We remember some of these events, and we attended some of them, and we remembered them, and we remember them for the rest of our lives. So on that point, I can't argue. But I think that the mechanics of giving these tickets away was not exactly the most democratic and fair manner. Christine, thank you. I appreciate the call, and I hope you stay dry today.
You too.
Okay. See you later. Speaking of staying dry, 6:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. How's that rain affecting traffic, John?
Well, Jay, I know it's raining, but we do have a car fire out there.
How can you have a car fire in the rain?
At least you have some aid to put that thing out.
What causes a car fire? Electrics?
I don't know. Probably electrics. You know, I know some car fires have been started by people that try to throw their cigarette out the window, and then they got the back window open, and that cigarette comes flying back in. A little hot cherry in the
back seat. I'll tell you what, when you watch racing, like you watch Rolex or ALMS, sometimes they have car fires, but the car fires they have usually have to do with the fact that, like, a hose comes loose.
Right.
Going to the fuel cell or the gas.
And they usually have somebody that has a fire extinguisher standing by.
Yeah, or the gas leaks out.
Right.
You know, because those things pump, like, what, 30 gallons every half minute or something like that, and, you know, they have that pressure, so when they pull the hose out, sometimes it splashes back. But I couldn't imagine just driving down the road and all of a sudden you got to pull over on I-25 or you got to pull over on 70 or 36 or whatever it is, you got to pull over because your car is like on fire.
Yeah, weird. I've only come across one car fire before. And it was like flaming in the back seat. That's what led me to believe it was a cigarette on this one.
It's just weird.
Yeah, it is weird. But now it looks like they got that under control and it's off on the right shoulder. Should be getting along. That was at 20th Street as you move southbound at I-25. That's just adding the normal jams around downtown. You're also going to find standing water on both sides of 25 around Colfax. Traffic also building on southbound 225 at Yosemite and on eastbound 270 around York Street. Patchy fog in the foothills, especially on I-70 and C-470. Same thing on 25 between Castle Rock and Colorado Springs. Also got accidents to avoid, 13th and Broadway, Smoky Hill and Buckley, and a brand new one on northbound I-25 at Santa Fe. Your forecast, a soggy and cool day on the way for the metro area. Scattered showers will last through this afternoon and evening. Highs will be in the lower 60s. Rain will mix with snow as low as 10,000 feet snow in the high country today. Your current temperature downtown, 54 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Even though this summer is drier than the drought years, your lawn still doesn't need more than 3 drinks a week. Denver Water asks you to say...
Hello, Bloomberg and Associates.
Yes, could you put me through to Jack Beasley? This is Cynthia. Hello? Hello? Did you just put me on hold?
Oh, no, sorry. That's not the on-hold music. That's my personal soundtrack.
What? Just put me through to Mr. Beasley.
One moment, please.
Wherever you are in life, get ahead. CSU Global Campus can connect you to a world-class bachelor's or master's degree online. So if you're looking for a convenient way to advance your career, we answer the call. Classes start soon, so enroll now. For more information, dial 1-877-345-GLOBAL or visit csuglobal.org.
Jack's not answering. Would you like his voicemail? Oh, wait. I love this part.
Best of all, it's easy, because we can move your existing investments for you. To create a Money Masters investment portfolio with low management fees, no commission, and no transaction fees. Look, if you've always wanted top Money Masters to manage your investments, call now for your free retirement investment plan. 1-800-300-2050. 1-800-300-2050.
Is your hearing aid preventing you from enjoying the activities you love, like swimming, aerobics, or playing tennis? For many, a hearing aid restricts activities because it has to be removed before participation. This is not only a nuisance, it can leave you without good hearing during those activities. An investigational, fully implantable hearing device from Audiologix is now being evaluated in a clinical research study. You, or someone you know, may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for this investigational, fully implantable hearing device. All related physician, device, and study costs are covered except for your personal transportation for clinic visits. Visit www.thehearingstudy.com or call 1-866-602-7556 for details about the clinical research study for this investigational hearing device. Call 1-866-602-7556 now. That number again, 1-866-602-7556.
If you have a challenged credit history, why not turn to ColoradoCreditApproval.com and allow their vast financing resources to go to work for you? ColoradoCreditApproval.com works with dozens of lenders that have millions of dollars earmarked for Colorado auto purchases right now. Simply click on our online secure website and type in ColoradoCreditApproval.com and let us help you get the car or truck that's right for you. ColoradoCreditApproval.com. You've got questions, we've got answers. ColoradoCreditApproval.com.
Joe Walsh, what's he up to these days? Is he touring with the Eagles? Yeah, I think he was on their last tour. Joe, where are you? Call the show, would you please? 6:43, 43 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Showers, high today, 57. Good morning, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Jump on, and we'll talk about whatever it is that, whatever it is that floats your boat. Okay. That's really a stupid statement. Whatever it is that floats your boat, you can't come up with something better than that. Whatever it is that your passion is, whatever your fire is. Let's go to Jeff in Golden. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Just for the record, I think your Rolling Stones listening habits are not neurotic.
Oh, thanks. But what do you say about somebody who keeps listening to the same CD over and over again?
I don't know. Someone could probably comment to me about listening to Tattoo You over and over. So,
well, okay. So you and I have the same a sick repetitive addiction to the Stones.
Right.
All right. Well, then good. I'm glad to know I'm not the only one out there.
Right. Anyway, I wanted to comment on yesterday's program segment. You're talking about demographic trends in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the category of people who are really worried about it. And if I had to pick one reason, it's because our immigration waves in the 19th century and maybe even whatever waves there were in the first half or most of the 20th century, people coming here were forced to assimilate just because of the absence of email and cell phones. But these days, high technology is enabling new arrivals to the U.S. to remain in close contact with friends and family, which is wonderful, of course. I mean, I've lived in Russia myself for a couple of years, and it's been wonderful for me. But the bad side of it is I think it allows people to much more easily remain beholden to a foreign community or a foreign government, which in a lot of cases, I don't know what percentage of the time, can be harmful to our own country's interests.
Well, I think, number one, there's a difference between beholden and or passion and support. I think that you're always going to have some people who are, yeah, they're going to fall into that category, no question. But the large majority don't fall into that category. Second of all, I think that history proves that I'm right. And second of all, as far as earlier waves of immigration, not all of those immigrants assembled into America. I mean, if you go to large cities, you've got Chinatown, you've got Little Italy, you have, in my case, and I always talk about Chicago because that's where I have the most experience, you've got the Polish Triangle. Now, to this day, when we're sitting here in 2008, there are older people who live in that area, around what they call Wicker Park, who can't speak English. They speak Polish. If you sit and listen to a police scanner, you'll hear a call every once in a while that'll go out for a Polish-speaking officer, and they do have them. So not everybody assimilates, and not everybody in America has assimilated. And some of the things about lack of assimilation in the past have been because it's been forced. It's been forced in the sense that you stay on your own side of town, which is why if you go to any major city, you'll see that there is an African-American section of town, that there is a Hispanic section of town, that there is an Oriental section of town. And in the case of, say, for instance, Southern California, you'll see that it's not only in the city of Los Angeles, but it's out into the suburbs, where you go to places like Garden Grove and Gardena and places like that, and the majority of the people, the population there, is Asian and Vietnamese. So you're always going to have that. But that doesn't mean that these folks, it doesn't mean that they're not Americans. It doesn't mean that they don't love their country. It doesn't mean that they're not loyal. It just means that they bring their traditions, they bring their values, they bring their feelings about their homeland, and they hold on to it because it's like holding on to a part of who they are. I mean, you have the same thing in Miami, where Miami is largely become kind of a Cuban enclave. So,
como dicen, la verdadera capital de Cuba.
Right, exactly. So you get these people. So you sit back and you think to yourself, well, wait a minute. All right, let's say Fidel dies tomorrow. Why are these people out on the streets? They don't live there. They live here. But because it's a part of their culture, it's a part of their heritage, and it's a part of their culture and heritage that they shouldn't be. I mean, there should be no requirement to have to give those things up. I mean, because we all carry part of it. But there's also no need to be scared about the internal security of the country or about any of those things. I mean, you go talk to a lot of immigrants, you know what they're going to tell you? What they're going to tell you is they love this country, that they have a lot of pride in it, that they feel they're as American as you are, and that they don't take for a second for granted the fact that they came from some other place. And let me throw one last thing in. I was watching this documentary. There's a show on PBS called Independent Lens. It has some pretty good shows on it. Lately, they've been showing shows on Cuba. And there was this old photographer. They were doing five photojournalists and their differing views of the island. And there was this older one who brought up the point that the United States of America, and this is true, that we spend and have spent millions and millions of dollars over the years telling people in third world countries, principally in Latin America, that you can come here and you can be a millionaire and you can buy a Ferrari and that you can have all of those things. Well, part of that's true, but there's an awful lot of people that doesn't happen to.
Sure.
And if we don't want people to come here, then what we need to do is we need to stop the multi-million dollar, or it could even be billion, publicity campaign that we've been waging for the last 50 to 60 years about how great it is here. Because on one hand, you're seducing people to come here, and then on the other hand, once they get here, then you're mad they're here. See what I'm saying? Like, let's stop telling them that the streets are paved with gold here and that the reality is yes, this is a great country. The reality is yes, that you have a chance to make money, that you can have all of those things, but there's also a price to pay for that, too.
What is it? One of your radio colleagues says it's equality of opportunity, but not necessarily equality of outcomes.
That's exactly right, and that there are prices to pay here for what we enjoy.
Right.
And I think that people have to keep that in mind. And it's something that we refuse to own up to. And this country used to spend, and we still do to a certain degree, we used to spend a lot of money through institutions like the Voice of America and for the Cubans and people in Latin America, Radio Marti. We spent a lot of money telling them how great things are here. Then when they show up, we're dismayed.
Yeah.
So we need to stop that.
Well, I've never thought about this. You bring up some good points.
Well, thanks. I try. And you know what? Let's share a Rolling Stones CD together one of these days.
Heck yeah. All right. You have a good rest of your week or good weekend or whatever.
Yeah, stay dry, Jeff.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll play Jeff some more Rolling Stones coming up. 6:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk with traffic.
Jay, wet roads slowing down the commute this morning, but really we're not in that bad of shape. Patchy fog on I-70 and C-470 along the foothills, as well as on I-25 between Castle Rock and Colorado Springs. Normal slow spots out there, southbound 25 at 104th and again near 38th. And in Aurora, southbound 2 1/4 sluggish after Yosemite. Got a few crashes out there, northbound Santa Fe at Alameda, Smoky Hill and Buckley, and 84th and Grant. Your forecast, showers and thunderstorms this morning, then overcast during the afternoon with occasional rain and a high of 60 degrees. Calling for rain and cooler temperatures for most of the weekend with highs barely pushing into the 70s. Right now, 53 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ryland Homes is holding its 16-hour super sale this weekend, Saturday, August 16th and Sunday, August 17th only. Save up to $60,000.
You've heard a lot lately about environmental concerns and issues from politicians, from Hollywood, even from major U.S. retailers. I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of the original non-toxic and biodegradable cleaner and president of the original green company, Simple Green. Developed to be a safer alternative to harsh cleaning chemicals, Simple Green is safer for you, your family, your pets, and the environment. If you're not totally satisfied, I'll give you your money back. Visit SimpleGreen.com to find out more.
quality hardwood flooring in oak, cherry, walnut, even pine flooring, you're about to spend hundreds, even thousands more than you should. How do we know? We're Lumber Liquidators, and we sell hardwood flooring for less. To prove it, we'll even send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. It's filled with valuable information you must see, and it's yours free when you call 1-800-966-0797. At Lumber Liquidators, we ship top-quality flooring directly to you. Even Bellawood, the pre-finished hardwood flooring with a 50-year warranty. That's the hardwood flooring home improvement expert Bob Vila installed in his home. And if it's good enough for Bob Vila, wow. If you're looking at hardwood flooring, don't pay too much. See how to get more floor for your money. Visit a Lumber Liquidator store near you or call right now for your free catalog. 1-800-966-0797. That's 1-800-966-0797. 1-800-966-0797.
Hello, Bloomberg and Associates.
Yes, could you put me through to Jack Beasley? This is Cindy Adams. Hello? Hello? Did you just put me on hold?
Oh, no, sorry. That's not the on-hold music. That's my personal soundtrack.
What? Just put me through to Mr. Beasley.
One moment, please.
Wherever you are in life, get ahead. CSU Global Campus can connect you to a world-class bachelor's or master's degree online. So if you're looking for a convenient way to advance your career, we answer the call. Classes start soon, so enroll now. For more information, dial 1-877-345-GLOBAL or visit csuglobal.org.
Jack's not answering. Would you like his voicemail? Oh, wait. I love this part.
With innovative features like daily fuel price updates, TomTom is the GPS device that gets you where you're going and helps you find the lowest price on gas along the way. TomTom. Go confidently.
Southwest Airlines offers nonstop service from Denver to Omaha and San Francisco International starting September 2nd. So what are you waiting for? Book your nonstop flight to Omaha or San Francisco on southwest.com today.
You are now free to move about the country.
Stones, 6:56, 56 minutes after the hour, here, AM 760, Progressive Talk Showers. High today only 57. Where it's open phones this morning. Let's go to Bob in Brighton. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I'm just calling to say that I think that caller earlier who said that it wasn't fair that parents were getting to take their kids to Mile High was dead wrong. I mean, imagine if you had 70 or 80,000 kids growing up in disadvantaged communities in Mile High, seeing Barack Obama speak, knowing that this guy who grew up, you know, in a poor single parent household, who was African American, went on to Harvard, you know, worked in the poor communities in Chicago, became a state legislator, you know, had the courage to run for president, and, you know, imagine the influence they could have in their communities if they went back and said, we're not going to put up with the criminal element, we're not going to, you know, we're going to march on City Hall if we're not getting the police protection we need. I mean, just imagine how that would affect their communities.
Yeah, well, the resources, too. The resources, the attention, quality, there's so many things involved in all of that. And I think you're right. I mean, to get kids into the process and to get them aware and interested as early as you possibly can is like putting gold in your bank account. And you're absolutely right. Let's get them when they're early. Let's take them out there to see this stuff when they're 5 and 6 years old. Let's get them politically interested and have them raised in politically interested households. Because it only turns around to make things better. Bob, you are so right, man. Stay dry today, would you?
All right, thanks, Jerry.
All right, we'll see you. Yeah, Bob's got a point. Let's get them in early. Doesn't make any difference if they become Republicans, Democrats, Independents, but at least get them involved in the process. More open phones coming up.
more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-962-0275. That's 1-800-962-0275. 1-800-962-0275.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Your official station for the Democratic National Convention. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Capen.
The Cold War is over.
President Bush at the White House this morning insisting the Georgian conflict is not the start of a new Cold War, but at the same time he called on Russia to pull its troops out of Georgia.
Bullying and intimidation are not acceptable ways to conduct foreign policy in the 21st century.
Secretary of State Rice is in Georgia right now, armed with a new ceasefire proposal that she says will protect Georgian interests, but it might allow some Russian troops to stay. Russia's president is meeting with German Chancellor Merkel, who said the Russian troop presence there is not sensible. Some of the talk out of Moscow today sounded like the Cold War days. A top general blasted the U.S. missile defense deal with Poland, saying it exposes Poland to attack. A key U.S. ally in the war on terror could be on the way out. Political leaders in Pakistan say President Pervez Musharraf could step down within days to avoid impeachment, but his spokesman insists Musharraf will not step down. There's been no undertow in swimmer Michael Phelps' bid for Olympic history. Let's go live to Beijing and CBS's Steve Futterman.
Well, Steve, the countdown underway as Michael Phelps gets ready to go for gold medal number 7 13 hours from now. Phelps will compete in the 100-meter butterfly. His toughest competition should come from a Serbian swimmer, Milorad Čavić. In gymnastics, Nastia Lukin of the U.S. continues a family tradition. Her father won gold in 88. She wins the women's all-around. And in tennis, a day after upsetting top seed Roger Federer, American James Blake has been ousted. Live at the Summer Olympics in Beijing, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
You still have to take your shoes off, but another annoyance in the airport security line is about to fly away. CBS's Barry Bagdano joins us with more. Barry?
Starting tomorrow, you won't have to take your laptop out anymore, Steve, if it's in a bag X-ray machines can see through. The Transportation Security Administration says most current cases probably won't do. In testing, styles least likely to set up alarms were folding cases and sleeves. For a while, it might be trial and error as travelers test their bags. That could slow security until passengers get a clear idea whether theirs will fly. Steve?
A nonpartisan group says Barack Obama leads John McCain in contributions from men and women in uniform. The Center for Responsive Politics says troops abroad are donating to Obama by a 6-to-1 margin. A brand new Boston medical study finds boys are more likely than girls to have childhood asthma.
The degree of responsiveness was very, very similar between males and females up until approximately 11 to 12 years of age.
Then researcher Kellen Tantasera says boys are more likely to grow out of it, with asthma symptoms getting better. Well, it's been a bad few days at Netflix.
Welcome to Netflix. We are experiencing a system issue.
That system issue hasn't been publicly identified, but Netflix says it has been fixing problems that slowed distribution of DVDs to a crawl. On Wall Street before the bell, S&P futures up about 4 points. This is CBS News.
Hi, we're Shadazy. Now, being on tour is great, but after 23 days, we can't wait to get home
and to our own Sleep Number beds. The tougher your days, the more you deserve a Sleep Number night. It's the only bed that lets you adjust your Sleep Number setting at the touch of a button. A higher Sleep Number setting for more firmness, a lower number for softer support. And since every day is different, you can always find your perfect Sleep Number anytime. Because the most comfortable sleep is the one you control yourself. The difference a Sleep Number bed makes every night. Call 1-800-SLEEP-NUMBER or visit sleepnumber.com to find any one of our 450 stores. Sleep Number by Select Comfort. It's the bed that counts.
Enjoy cool summer savings on all Sleep Number beds. Twin mattresses start at only $449. Hurry in. Call 1-800-SLEEP-NUMBER or visit sleepnumber.com today for a store near you.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. A wet morning commute in Denver. It's a rainy day.
The EIA there had about a quarter of an inch of rain since midnight. And with this steady type rain here, we could get a three quarters up to an inch maybe.
Carl Burrows of the National Weather Service. A federal auction of oil and gas leases on Colorado's scenic Rhone Plateau generates nearly $114 million, a record for onshore energy lease sales in the lower 48 states. But an angry Governor Ritter says it was wrong to sell all of the leases at once rather than phased in.
Phased leasing allows the state to receive higher revenues as the price of natural gas increases. Phased leasing would have allowed each ridge to recognize its present value when it's leased, without the deep discount we saw today.
Governor Bill Ritter, those hoping to see Barack Obama deliver his acceptance speech at Invesco Field will know by tonight if they're in or not. About half of those chosen were notified yesterday. The campaign says everyone getting a ticket will be told by tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Helen Gray. Here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Speeds are down about 10 miles an hour than usual for Friday morning, so getting where you need to be could take a little bit longer, that due in part to water on the highways. There may be some standing water on bridges, ramps, and overpasses, so be aware of that. Slowest stretch of this morning's commute is on 225 after Parker Road, I-25, and keep your eyes peeled for a surface street crash, Santa Fe and Alameda. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing the 2009 Lincoln MKS with the Keyless Intelligent Access System and the new Sirius Travel Link that allows you to access sports scores, traffic updates, even movie listings. Test drive the MKS during the Lincoln launch event and find out why starships don't need keys.
It's time for a ripple effect. If just one out of every 10 homes in the U.S. upgraded to water-efficient fixtures, it could save more than 300 billion gallons of water and nearly $2 billion annually. And the Home Depot makes it easy to upgrade with products like water-efficient toilets that use less than 1.3 gallons per flush, reducing indoor water use by up to 20%. Or upgrade your bathroom with stylish and efficient low-flow faucets and shower heads. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay. It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. Welcome to fall. High today, 57. 80% chance of showers. They're raining out there right now. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hang on a second. Now, it doesn't look like it's raining, but it looks like it's windy. All right. I came to work without a jacket, too. Did you wear a jacket to work, John?
I did wear a jacket to work, and I wore jeans for the first time in about 2 months.
I did not wear a jacket to work. Moron.
Noonan.
You know, moron. Okay, I should have, like, looked outside and went, oh, raining. Okay. Anyway, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7. This is going to happen this week, weekend. Jerome Corsi's book on Barack Obama is going to hit the New York Times bestseller list. Now, if you don't know who Mr. Corsi is, Mr. Corsi is the same guy who authored the book that did a hit job, a smear on John F. Kerry called Unfit for Command. This one's called Obama Nation. And, of course, Corsi's been making appearances on all these conservative talk shows, which has boosted the book's sale. Plus, on top of that, conservative book clubs have been sucking up volumes of this book, which, number one, puts it on the New York Times bestseller list. But if you look closely at the New York Times bestseller list this Sunday, you'll see that the listing has like a little dagger or a little dart next to it or a little symbol, which indicates that the listing is not totally kosher. Now, it's open phones this morning at 303-713-7600, so you can talk about anything you want to talk about. But we get these from Media Matters every once in a while, and we really haven't been running these. But I thought what the heck this morning we'd run this one, because it's about Corsi's book, and it's pretty damn good. Check this out from Media Matters.
Our top item this week, more controversy surrounds discredited author Jerome Corsi over his new anti-Obama book, The Obama Nation. Listen as Corsi folds when confronted by Media Matters senior fellow Paul Waldman on CNN's Larry King Live.
Well, just to give you an idea of what Mr. Corsi's methods are. So he talks at one point about, in his attempt to try to convince people subtly that there's something too Islamic about Barack Obama, that his father divorced his mother in accordance with Sharia law. Now, Mr. Corsi's evidence for this is some Canadian blogger who said it. That's the kind of evidence that he has from his sources. When they're not right-wing blogs, they're right-wing, other kinds of right-wing website.
I was looking at a variety of explanations for it, and I was weighing them, and I did not support that one. So again,
yeah, well, that's the technique that Mr. Corsi uses to pass on innuendo.
Waldman also called out Corsi for his past anti-Catholic and anti-Islamic web postings, which Corsi admitted. But despite Corsi's purported apologies for these bigoted statements, he is scheduled to appear on a pro-white radio program this weekend. And finally, the most outrageous comment of the week goes to nationally syndicated talk radio host Rush Limbaugh, offering his thoughts on the recent disclosure of former Senator John Edwards' extramarital affair.
It just seems to me that Edwards might be attracted to a woman whose mouth did something other than talk.
For these stories and more, visit MediaMatters.org.
Isn't that amazing? Do you love Limbaugh's voice? Woman slurs his words. That's because you got that hearing problem. How do you get that hearing problem? Oh, it wouldn't have anything to do with Oxycontin, would it? But on Mr. Corsi's part, there's an editorial today in the Washington Post, par for Mr. Corsi. And let me just quote a little bit of this to you. There's a cottage industry in books about Barack Obama. By one count, more than 20 are just out or are in the works. But few debut at number one on the New York Times bestseller list, as Jerome R. Corsi's The Obama Nation will do, among nonfiction hardcovers this week. Unfortunately, but unsurprisingly, given his earlier hit job on last Democratic nominee, Mr. Corsi's latest is rife with inaccuracies and innuendos. If the fundamental smear of unfit for command was that John Kerry was no war hero, the insinuation of Mr. Corsi's latest is that Mr. Obama is a closet Muslim militant black activist drug user. The Obama Nation, the ungainly play on words, is fully intended, the author tells us, and reprises the Corsi method. Mr. Corsi boasts that I fully document all arguments and contentions I make, extensively footnoting all references, and asserts that my fundamental opposition to Obama's presidential candidacy involves public policy differences. But footnoting to a discredited blog item, which you just heard from Media Matters, does not constitute careful scholarship, and the bulk of Mr. Corsi's book has nothing to do with the issues. He gets facts wrong. From the date of Mr. Obama's marriage to whether he dedicated his autobiography to his family, he did, to whether he reveals that he took his future wife on his second trip to Kenya, he did. He makes offensive statements. This sexual attraction of his mother to her African-American husband jumps out from the page. When facts are lacking, Mr. Corsi makes the point by suggestive questions, noting that Life magazine could find no record of an article that Mr. Obama remembered reading as a child about a black man who tried to lighten his skin. Mr. Corsi asks, how much more imagining hypothetical lying or just plain lying is Obama capable of doing when the facts are present? He twists them to make Mr. Obama bad. And they just continue to go on and on here about Corsi. And it's disgusting. It's disgusting. That's what I'm talking about how these folks know. I mean, how these folks know that look, if you show them the bottom of the tank, then they'll go deeper. They'll go even more bottom. They don't know. They're bottom feeders, these folks. I mean, you know, I don't want to get on the radio and call names, rant, rave, but they're bottom feeders. That's what they are. So when your conservative friends start citing the Corsi book, then you can say to them, well, listen, that's all well and good, but Mr. Corsi's a stone-flat liar. And by the way, Mr. Corsi sources his book. You know, when you read a biography of somebody, like just go to Wikipedia and look somebody's name up who's famous. They usually cite sources there to give it kind of a scholarly tone. And in Mr. Corsi's case, his sources are himself. I'm serious. I looked at the book at Costco the other day. It's serious. His sources are himself. Like he uses his own sources, him, what he wrote, as a backup to what he puts in the book. And this guy's got a PhD. Okay. You know what I've learned at 55 years of age? That you don't have to be the smartest, brightest individual on earth to get a PhD, an MFA, or pass the bar and become a lawyer. I mean, wouldn't you say that's accurate? How many lawyers do you... I mean, I know lawyers who make statements that are clearly against the Bill of Rights. And it's like, what? You didn't learn that in law school? You didn't learn it in college? You didn't learn it in high school? How can you make that argument against the Bill of Rights? Because there's some things in the Bill of Rights that are not open to interpretation. John and I both know a lawyer who does this on a regular basis. Makes these statements that aren't true. And it's amazing. You say to yourself, boy. Okay, so I did good in auto shop or auto mechanics in high school, but listen, I'm no Einstein, but I could have become a lawyer. That's what it's like. And of course, he's the same thing. I mean, the guy's got a PhD. A PhD in what? Pathological lying? It's amazing. And it's amazing the depths that these folks will go to. That's why this big debate, and the debate's been going on for over a day. Do we get down on their level, or do we allow them to do what they do, and then we rise above the occasion, but which is more effective? And this is my schizophrenia about candidates and the Democratic Party, and you go and look at who takes what money, and boy, I'm telling you, it'll drive you crazy. And it certainly has been driving me crazy. And the thing is really what I could do is I could just come in here and look at this as being a job. So I get paid to do this, and I can just get on the air and say whatever, and who cares? But I never look at it that way. You look at it as trying to be as truthful and as open as you possibly can, and not be a water carrier. But sometimes it's very, very hard not to be. All right, open phones, 303-713-7600, and we'll talk about anything that you want to get into. If you're sore about the Obama tickets, you can do that. You want to talk about?
Yeah, I got a good one. A caller just called in and said, the PhD stands for player hater degree.
That's a good one, isn't it? Oh, man. I'm not saying going to college is not a bad thing. I'm not saying going to university is not a bad thing. I've thought about going back to school. I think education is a great thing. I think it's the best thing you can get. I think it's wonderful. I think it's just absolutely wonderful. That's why we should value teachers more than we do. Because anybody who will teach, they're shaping the future. God bless them. And I thought about going back to school to take nonfiction writing. So I'm not knocking an education. I'm not knocking it at all. And I hope you don't take it that way. Because I can see myself getting emails now. I heard you say that an education. No, having an education is great. And knowledge is power, and I think we all know that. But it's how you use what you acquired, and on top of that, it's whether you actually acquired it or not, or if you're good at passing tests. Some people are good at passing tests, but they really don't acquire the knowledge. Some people are bad at passing tests, but they really do have a lot of knowledge. 718, 18 minutes after 7. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Now, all of a sudden the phones are dead here? Let's get it together. John Turk with traffic.
Wet roads, but pretty decent conditions this morning. Speeds may be a little slower, but accident-free on the highways in Denver and Boulder right now. Southbound 25 stacked in North Glen and Thornton, as well as downtown. And 225 in Aurora, busy in both directions at Parker Road. One accident lingering out there at Santa Fe and Alameda. It's on the northbound side. And you also want to look out for patchy fog in the foothills on C-470 and I-70, as well as on I-25 as you make the trip between Castle Rock and Colorado Springs. Your forecast, a soggy and cool day on the way for the metro area. Scattered showers will last through this afternoon and evening. Highs will be in the lower 60s. Rain will mix with snow.
Don't let car buying make you sad just because your credit's bad. There's a place that you can go even when you got no dough. Go to itsmycarnow.com. Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? ItsMyCarNow.com. ItsMyCarNow.com.
Proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a risk-free trial today.
She always looked good to me. I can't believe how young she looks.
For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-700-2007. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-700-2007. 1-800-700-2007.
720, 20 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Well, look at it outside. It's raining, and it's only going to be 57 today. And it will warm up. Monday, the high is supposed to be about 80, but this is kind of a gentle reminder that fall and winter are right around the corner. And if you thought to yourself, boy, I am not going to get caught this year. What I need is I need an all-wheel drive vehicle. What I need is I need a four-wheel drive vehicle. And I need something in that category that gets good gas mileage. Then you need Rocky's Autos, because they've got plenty to choose from. The largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. Why is Rocky's successful when a lot of car stores are struggling right now? Well, I'll tell you. One of the reasons is because of return business. People keep going back time and time again because they are treated right. And it makes a difference. Rocky's is open this morning at 9, and they're open tonight until 9. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. They've got great people working there, like my friend Spanky Herrera. Get out there and see him and see the rest of the gang at Rocky's. Over 100 people out there dedicated to making your experience a good one, because that's what they're all about. And that's how they've been able to do so well since 1982. Rocky's Autos, don't forget, ask them. Any car you're interested in, any vehicle, they'll show you the book. And they've also got their matching down incentive. Plus, they want to see your trade-in, so make sure you bring that too. Rocky's Autos, your superstore for super bargains at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-400-2969. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969.
Are you into high-performance cars and trucks? Then check out the Gearhead Show every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 with Don Cypher and John Rush on AM 760. If you want the latest high-performance news and information, then don't miss the Gearheads. Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on AM 760.
With innovative features like daily fuel price updates, TomTom is the GPS device that gets you where you're going and helps you find the lowest price on gas along the way. TomTom, go confidently.
Hey folks, Ed Schultz here. The Democratic Convention is coming to town, and the Ed Schultz Show is doing the convention kickoff party. That's right. AM 760 listeners, join me at the Trail Dust Steakhouse in Englewood, Sunday evening, August 24th, starting at 6 o'clock. It's the convention pregame party, and of course, I will have the Big Eddie keynote address. You won't want to miss it. Food, live entertainment, it's all happening Sunday evening, August 24th, at the Trail Dust Steakhouse, Englewood, Colorado. To register, go to my webpage, wegoted.com, and sign up. We'll see you in Denver.
Righties, go to your own party.
All right, Funkadelic. 7:23, 23 minutes after 7. Open phones here. Friday morning showers. High today, 57. Wind blowing out there. And it's open phone 303-713-7600. Call up now. Get off your half moons. Don't force me to play Somebody Left a Cake Out in the Rain, which is MacArthur's Park. And somebody sent me an email about this, and this is true. If you've ever been to Los Angeles, there's more than the cake that has been left out in the rain there. Actually, my friend Tom Russell pointed this out to me, that there's actually more than just the cake left out in the rain there. There's junkies, winos, and blowing garbage in MacArthur Park. All right, let's go to the phones. We go to Bill in Fort Collins. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I wanted to address this question of this much immigrant population coming in this quickly. I think from two standpoints. I'm concerned, and I think a lot of people are concerned about the environmental effect. Even Al Gore talks all the time about if too much population occurs too fast, that it can undermine controlling the environment and global warming. Secondly, I worry about, and I think this is a realistic worry, because the Western Europeans feel the same way, that there's a difference between assimilation and domination, and if they don't want to lose their main culture, and they're afraid that if too many people come in too fast, they won't assimilate. They'll dominate and they'll lose their original culture, and I think there's some basis for fear for that. I think in reverse, if we were doing that, if English people were pouring into Mexico in droves, they'd probably have the same they'd have the same fear.
Well, that doesn't make it right.
Well, what I'm just trying to say is,
I mean, because the Europeans feel that way, because the French don't do a good job of handling the backlash and the immigration, based on their years of colonialism, doesn't mean. Well, hold on a second. I'll let you talk.
I'm sorry.
All right, thanks. It doesn't mean that we're in the exact same position. I mean, number one, I don't think there's anything to be scared of. I think that domination thing is fear-based. And the point about having people coming, too many people coming here, well, you know what? If you don't want those many people coming here, then you should instruct your federal government, okay, to stop seducing people into coming here by telling them that, and by purveying the image that the streets here are lined with gold. If you'd stop that, if we'd stop that, collectively, us, all of us, if we'd stop doing that, that would cut down on some of this. Plus, on top of that, if you take a good hard look at your neighbors around you, and I'm not including Canada in this, because Canada falls in a separate category, but I'm talking mainly in neighbors down south, if you look at their social and economic structure and you examine that closely, then that also will give you a clue as to why people are leaving. And perhaps there's something that this government can do to help fix that situation. But instead of being focused on that, we're focused on some wild goose chase a million miles from here in Iraq.
I'm focused on all of that. I agree with you and everything you're saying. But I also agree that at the same time, in the case of the French, even though they may have problems with dealing with the people that are coming in terms of backlash and stuff, the French are concerned about the loss of their culture. And they are the ones that they have created the open door policy that allows so many people come in from their former colonies. So that shows an openness on their part. But at the same time, they don't want to lose their main culture.
Well, I don't think we have an open door policy. I think that we don't have a perfect policy. I think we can work a near perfect or a good policy out, but that'll never happen until you suck the fear out of the whole discussion, and for people to stop cowering in the corners and going, oh my God, they're coming to get us, and start taking a rational look as to why these things are happening and the causes and effects. I mean, it's the same thing as the oil drilling argument. Exactly the same thing. People run around convincing Americans that oil drilling is a great idea because it will relieve gas prices at the pump, when in reality, it's not going to do anything tomorrow, and it's not going to do anything 48 hours from now, and it won't do anything seven weeks from now. It'll take 5, maybe 10 years for some degree of results to show. And you have the same thing going on with the immigration problem. There's a ton of complex aspects to it that we need to do some hard looking at and some hard discussing. But the problem is that the fearmongers and the reactionaries dominate the discussion in this country.
Okay, well, all I'm saying is I agree with everything that you're saying. But I still agree that it is a problem that can be a problem for the reasons I say.
Well, who's saying you're wrong?
I'm just saying, taking into account those things. There's a famous quote from Lord Acton. He was a foreign minister of Great Britain, who said that no country can control its future that cannot control its own borders. I think there's meaning in that.
Okay, I don't disagree with you, and I don't think anybody disagrees with you. But I think that the game we're caught in, which is the game we play, which we don't want to own up to, just like we don't want to own up to so many other things that we do, is that when you sit there and tell people that this country, that the streets are paved with gold, that everybody can come here and be a millionaire, that there is boundless money to be made, and that you can buy the car of your dreams and all of this stuff, and what we don't tell them is that there are downsides to living in a mixed economic society, and that some people, just by the law of averages, are going to strike out, and that when you go somewhere where you weren't born and you have to start over, that it takes a long time for most people to climb up the ladder of economic viability. And we don't tell them that part of it. We just tell them that, hey, everybody in America drives around in a Rolls Royce, and that things here are great. We don't tell them about the things here that are not great. We don't tell them about the things of the fact that we have, at best, a representative republic with a compromised democracy. We don't tell them all of these things. We don't tell them that the fact that there's racism here, that there's segregation along economic lines that still goes on here. We don't tell them that. We don't tell them that there is xenophobes and jingoistic people living here and racists. I mean, we never get into any of that stuff. So if you don't want them to come, then the deal is stop seducing them. Stop doing it. And yet no one who runs around with worried about illegal immigration or even legal immigration ever wants to confront this fact. I mean, why is it now, when there's no Cold War, why is the Voice of America still on the air? Why is Radio Marti still on the air? Why are we doing this? Why are we spending money? Go look up the federal budget as to how much is spent on all this stuff. Okay, we spend a lot of money on this. And what we do is we tell people in third world countries around the world that we're the end-all, be-all of existence. And I maintain that if you're sitting out there and you're listening to it on a shortwave radio, then you're going to believe it. And then what's going to end up happening is you're going to get the not-so-imaginative idea of, I want to go to the land of the free and the home of the brave, and you're going to try to take off and come here.
Well, I agree with you. I think that a good portion of this that we bring on ourselves, and we have to address that side of it. But I also believe that there still is a valid intrinsic concern that we need to deal with the side of it and deal with those things in the process.
Well, they're all tied together. This is my point.
I agree with you on that.
And what you end up getting is you end up getting people who like to rant and rave about it, but they don't have any real solutions about it. They just play off the emotions of it. Like, those people are all evil and I don't want them here and they're going to subvert the country and on and on and on again. And what happens there is then it translates out to racism and discrimination. I mean, listen, let me tell you something. We got talk show hosts in this town who think that it's okay, that it would be permissible to take the Muslim population of this country, make them wear ankle bracelets, eavesdrop on their mosques, and whether you're born here as an American and you're an American Muslim, or you moved here and you've either got a green card or you're an American citizen, you become one, that because of your religion and the color of your skin, that you're looked at as being a subversive agent. I mean, we got people who spew that kind of hate out on the radio all the time. That's not going to fix things. That's only going to make things worse. Those people have no intelligent, grounded idea on how to control this stuff. That's all I'm saying. I'm not disagreeing with you. But I'm asking you, and I'm asking everybody else, to take a look at that aspect of it. And to take a look at the damage that are done to people's lives. and the cruelness and the fact that we want to have our bread and butter too. Let me give you one last example. You always hear people call up talk shows, and this is what they say. And Lou Dobbs is famous for this too, by the way, on CNN. They're always ranting and raving about people coming here and taking American jobs, taking jobs from teenagers, taking American jobs. You've heard that a lot, haven't you? Okay. Well, if these same people are so interested and care so much about working men and women in this country, then why do these same people turn around and fight unionization, fight a raise in the minimum wage, have never supported anything having to do with people who work in the middle class, including fighting the idea of family medical leave, overtime regulations, workplace safety? They don't care about any of that stuff. But what they do is they use the topic of immigration and illegal immigration as a cover to get people worked up and to get mileage out of it. And that's the problem with what's going on here.
Okay, I do agree with you, and I agree with you on all those points. I'm concerned about all those things. I believe in all those things. But I also believe that, say that, like in the case of the French, they're literally afraid that if the population becomes too non-French over a period of time, that French culture could disappear forever. That's what they're afraid of.
Well, I think
that to some legitimacy, there's some legitimacy to that. But at the same time, I agree with you that they may be doing things that are bringing it on themselves. So we have to look for a balance. Like, we always have to look for a balance in all these things.
Well, I agree. And one of the balances is we have to cut the hysteria. You know,
and stop with the
BS. You know, like Bob Schaefer, for instance, will tell you, he's running for Senate, will tell you this. You know, he'll start talking about tort reform, and he'll start saying about, you know, these frivolous lawsuits and tort reform, and we need this, and we need that, and we need tort reform. But what Bob's not really telling you is that what he wants to do is he wants to cut down your access, my access, to redress grievances with the courts, so that if we get screwed over by somebody in big business, which is Bob's constituency, that what he wants to do is he wants to protect them. But instead of coming straight out and telling you that that's where he's coming from, he masks it in terms like tort reform, instead of saying what really is. And you know what? It's time that all of us woke up and started to realize that these games are going on and that we're not going to take them anymore, that we want immigration solved, that we want a workable way to control the borders, and we don't, and we're tired of people trying to gain political mileage, ratings points, or anything else off of people's fears and people's legitimate concerns.
Yeah, well, I agree with you in the sense that if you take the tort situation you're talking about, and I've been personally experienced in this situation, but if you take that situation, you're never going to see Bob Schaefer come out and tell you that the Denver Post has said that Colorado is the fourth hardest state in the country to do a medical malpractice.
That's right. That's exactly true.
Because the state has so restricted it, because the doctors are so close to each and tight with each other, there's everything in the world going on in this state that makes it very difficult to do anything in that area.
Yep.
And he'll never tell you that it's already very restrictive.
That's exactly right. And I'll tell you something else too. He won't care about tort reform if he has to sue somebody, will he?
Oh, and I fully believe that people in power with a lot of resources, they'll find their way through the system, and they won't get, you know, maybe I'm wrong about this, but more often than not, I think the best example of that is who's the guy that was the Republican guy down in Texas that was kicked out, the big shot?
Oh, Tom DeLay?
Yeah, and he won a big lawsuit for his father. And
he was always
a big lawsuit for his father. He was always pushing too many lawsuits, too much money.
Right, that's right. You got it, Bill. You're on to it. Hey, man, I'm glad you called. I hope you call again.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Good conversation. 7:38, 38 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. John confirms traffic.
Start to stack up in a few areas around town. Southbound 25 showing single-digit speeds in the usual spots, 104th to 84th, and from I-70 to Spear. Same thing on southbound 225 from Parker Road to the DTC. Northbounders also getting slowed down after you make that Parker curve. Small delays and jams on eastbound C-470 as you move eastbound from Broadway to Quebec.
and no accidents being reported, but do be cautious for patchy fog, especially on I-25 between Colorado Springs and Castle Rock. It's also happened on I-70 and C-470 in the foothills. Your forecast, showers and thunderstorms this morning, overcast during the afternoon with occasional rain and a high of 60. We're calling for rain and cooler temperatures for most of the weekend with highs barely pushing into the 70s. Right now, 52 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Introducing the 2009 Lincoln MKS with the keyless intelligent access system and the new Sirius Travel Link that allows you to access sports scores, traffic updates, even movie listings. Test drive the MKS during the Lincoln launch event and find out why starships don't need keys.
Want to meet AM760's Tom Hartman? Join us for Tom's book signing Tuesday, August 26th at 6 p.m. at the Borders Books in Park Meadows Mall. Grab a copy of Cracking the Code in paperback. For all the details on Tom Hartman's visit, log on to AM760.net.
Have you ever wished you could have your investments managed by a team of America's top money masters? Well, there's an investment firm that thinks you had a pretty good idea. We're the Retirement Corporation of America. And we've identified 15 top mutual fund managers who consistently achieve outstanding results year after year in both up and down markets. We call this group our Money Masters. It doesn't matter if your investments total $300,000 or $30,000. These Money Masters are ready to help you maximize your investment potential year after year. We even have a free retirement investment plan waiting for you when you call 1-800-300-2050. Best of all, it's easy, because we can move your existing investments for you to create a Money Masters investment portfolio with low management fees, no commission, and no transaction fees. Look, if you've always wanted top Money Masters to manage your investments, call now for your free retirement investment plan. 1-800-300-2050. 1-800-300-2050.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-9209. That's 800-300-9209. 800-300-9209.
You know, I can't go to class with my daughter or answer the teacher's questions for her.
Okay, class, what kind of triangle do we have here?
What I can do is get her everything she needs to succeed, within my budget, of course. That's why I go to Walmart. Her new pair of glasses was only $40. That's it.
And isosceles triangle.
Very good, Janet.
Now she can see better and learn better.
Give them the right start for the right price. A new pair of glasses with frames and lenses is just $40 at the Walmart Vision Center. Save money, live better. Walmart.
AutoZone. Have you noticed rough idling or engine hesitation in your vehicle? Those may be symptoms of fuel system deposits, which can also kill your gas mileage.
Get in the zone.
Adding a fuel system cleaner can remove deposits and restore your vehicle's engine performance and fuel efficiency. And right now at AutoZone, you can get Gum Out Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $3.49. So do your engine and your wallet both a favor. Get to AutoZone today.
AutoZone.
After the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin preachifying. High today, 57 showers, and an 80% of chance of that, too. Boy, it's windy and it's cool and it's wet out there, so just be extremely, extremely careful. Here's Hope in Platteville. Hope, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, I'm a Democrat, and I don't know if I'm going to vote for Obama.
Well, who would you vote for?
I don't think I'm going to vote.
Well,
I just don't believe in him like I did when he spoke in 2004.
Well, I understand where you're coming from. I really do. On what level do not believe in him? Do you not believe in him in his policies, or do you not believe in him as a person, or What level?
As a person.
Okay. Now.
You can't make me believe that he went to this church for 20 years, and now all of a sudden doesn't believe in what that preacher
Well, I have to point some things out to you, first of all. Number one, there's some things that he does, and there's some things that he feels that I don't totally agree with. As a matter of fact, I don't believe in him. But as far as him being a person, I have personal experience with him because I knew him as a state legislator, and I also knew him when he ran for the Senate. And he appeared at my radio station dozens of times. And myself and a guy by the name of Bill Cameron, who I worked with, we interviewed him because we used to have like a little news magazine show that was on in the afternoons. And also at the DNC in 2004, we talked to him. I saw him at various other places. He is what you see with him is what you get. I mean, he is a genuine, real person who does care about people, and his heart is in the right place. Now, as far as his church and Jeremiah Wright goes, Jeremiah Wright hasn't preached like that for 20 years. He's done it on occasion, but he hasn't done it for 20 straight years. How do I know that? Well, because I've been to that church. Mary and I have gone, and we didn't witness that. And what Jeremiah Wright said basically was very true. With the exception of, I would question this, about the white establishment introducing AIDS into the black community. But what he said about chickens coming home to roost is no different than what other people have said, what he said about discrimination, what he said about American foreign policy is no different than what others have said. He just used different language. And also, he had some rage in what he had to say, but you have to step back and consider his age. And when he was young in this country, and he was African American, life wasn't a bowl of cherries. I mean, life here never is a bowl of cherries, to use an old quote, but African Americans had it tough. They lived in segregated, and in some cases still do, segregated areas. They had to ride at the back of the bus. They had segregated drinking fountains, restrooms. They were never really fully enfranchised citizens. And there were parts of cities that they couldn't go to because they feared for their lives. And there are parts, there are cities in certain states in this country in which they couldn't go to those cities because they feared for their lives. They were terrorized by people. This is a guy who served his country, who sees these social ills, has experienced this, and he's showing some rage about it. But I don't think that that reflects off on the kind of person that Barack Obama is, or reflects off on the kind of person that he would be if he were at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I mean, after all, the Clintons had Billy Graham as their counselor during their marriage infidelity times, and Billy Graham made anti-Semitic comments. Yet nobody raised the specter of that. Nobody said anything about it. There are millions of Catholics who go to church every single Sunday, and they don't like what they're told from the pulpit because they don't agree with it. But they don't not go, and then some of them end up severing their relationship with the religion. I got kicked out of my synagogue at 13 for arguing with the rabbi over the Palestinian question. So I think that I understand where you're coming from. I think on a political basis, we're all frustrated at times with people who run to the point that it drives us insane. But as far as Barack Obama, the person, he's really a great guy.
Well, and I felt that way when I heard him speak in 2004. I even taped his speech. I sent it to my son, and I said, listen to this, son. I said, he's going to be, one of these days, he's going to be the next president of the United States. Because I was impressed by him. But now, I don't know. I can't even put my finger on it. You know, I'm one of those Catholics that left the church, because I didn't believe in some of the stuff that was being taught. But, you know, being raised in the Catholic Church, I still find myself, you know, doing things that I had heard that the preacher had said. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm sure Barack Obama has, I'm sure he has those feelings too. But the difference would be that because you hear those things and because you have some of that left in you, or that you have some of those feelings, the difference is how you intend to fix what you perceive as being wrong. And I think he's demonstrated what he intends to do, which is to run for public office, dedicate his life to public service, become the president of the United States, and steer us out of this dark period instead of sitting and doing nothing. And I'm not accusing Reverend Wright of sitting and doing nothing, because Reverend Wright is held in very, very high esteem in the black community, and he's held in very, very high esteem in other parts, other communities, in Chicago. But I think that you're not being totally, totally fair. Listen, I've got to go get some stuff done here, but Hope, I'm glad you called, and please, call anytime.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. 7:49, 49 minutes after the hour here at AM 760, a Progressive Talk. I got to remind you of a couple of things. First of all, Christy Harvey's coming up at 8, and we'll be talking to her. And then at 8:30, we're going to find out about how Nancy Pelosi is not exactly doing the best thing for small business in this country. And Monday morning, starting Monday morning at about 6:15 in the morning, and I know this is early, so we'll in the business what they call DB it and run it back. We'll have Tom Hartman joining us on a weekly basis, and we'll start that on Monday. So Tom and I will toss some news items around, and then we'll run it back after 9 o'clock or maybe even the 8 o'clock hour, so that everybody has a chance to hear what's going on. So that's Tom Hartman starting weekly on Monday mornings here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 7:50, 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Stick around. My buddy Michael Spears coming up. Right now, John does traffic.
Jay, still no accidents on the freeways around town. We do have stop and go in a couple different spots. Southbound 25 between 70 and Spear, that's normal. Same deal on southbound 2 1/4 from Parker Road to the I-25 interchange. Other highways looking pretty normal, maybe a little bit slower due to the wet road conditions. One crash out there, Colorado and Alameda. Your forecast, a soggy and cool day on the way for the metro area. Scattered showers will last through this afternoon and evening. Highs are going to be in the lower 60s. Rain will mix with snow as low as 10,000 feet. Your current temperature downtown, 53 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
There's never been a better time to save, because right now, WaMu has great rates on their CD and money market accounts. To learn more, visit one of their...
Don't let car buying make you sad, just because your credit's bad. There's a place that you can go, even when you got no dough. Go to itsmycarnow.com. Listen up! Need some wheels, but got no cash, and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? It'smycarnow.com. It'smycarnow.com.
Coming up on the Ed Schultz Show.
The Ed Schultz Show. This morning at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What if I told you you could magically erase all the flaws in your skin? The acne, the dark circles, rosacea, birthmarks, any imperfection. Hi, I'm Lisa Givens, and I want to tell you about my revolutionary corrective cosmetic called Sheer Cover that you can try for yourself free for 30 days. Sheer Cover is guaranteed to give anyone perfect skin instantly. Brush it on, and your problems disappear. So grab a pen, because in a minute, you're going to hear a phone number to get you started for free. You see, Sheer Cover is different. It's made from minerals that allow your skin to breathe while covering every blemish and imperfection with just the flick of a brush. It leaves your skin flawless, naturally radiant, and luminescent.
To get your free 30-day supply of Sheer Cover, call 1-800-500-1804, and you'll become a believer. For perfect skin in an instant, call 1-800-500-1804. That's 1-800-500-1804. Call now.
Right now, AutoZone's got a smoking hot deal for you. For a limited time at AutoZone, you can get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $14.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Get to AutoZone for this hot deal today.
7:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Presidential Brokerage, Intelligent Investment Guidance. Here's our man, Mike Spear, Executive Vice President. soon to be president, right?
That's it, I guess. And janitor and custodian, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever needs to be done, buddy.
That's right. You empty the trash and do other things as well.
Take out the trash, buddy. Take out the trash. That's right.
As well. Okay, I have to tell you right off the bat here, I plead in ignorance because I didn't take a look at anything financial this morning. So clue us in on what's going on.
Well, I have to claim ignorance as well most of the time, but I can tell you what's going on in the stock market, that's for sure. The Dow is up 52 points right now, Jay. It's at 11,669. The NASDAQ Composite's up 7 at 24,61. S&P's up 4.5 at 12.97. The Russell's up almost 4 points at 7.58. We got crummy numbers yesterday as it relates to inflationary numbers. And really, most of the numbers have not been all that good recently, but the market has shown tremendous resilience in this area. But we have seen a bit of divergence. We've been talking about the small caps and the techs appear to be showing a little bit more strength than the large cap companies. And people need to know what areas of the market to seek out to help with their gains. And maybe more importantly, I'd be willing to bet that probably 75% to 80% of your listeners, Jay, have a mistake on their beneficiary agreements. In other words, something happens to them where the money goes. And I'd be willing to bet that the vast majority of them have a mistake on there. The good news is presidential brokerage can fix that for you.
Boy, you know, yeah, you're absolutely right about that. You're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, you're going to fix it for us. So I could testify to that 100%. And if people haven't thought about this, they really need to take a serious look at it.
That's right. Yep, they really do.
So pick the phone up and call 303-749-2770. That's 303-749-2770. And you guys can fix this, right?
Yes, we can. We can and we will. And you know what? There's no charge for that. We'll review your beneficiaries and see if it's all set up right, and a whole host of other problems that may be facing you that you might not be aware of. We can fix it, and if you like what we do, you can maybe work with us in the future. If not, we'll just fix that for you, and you can continue on the path you're on right now.
Now, once they come down there and meet you...
obviously, that's what I'm counting on. I'm counting on people will like us and see the value in it, but there are no strings attached, as you know. I mean, there's no hammer.
I know.
Going on.
Yeah, no. I know. You never do that. All right. 303-749-2770. That's 303-749-2770. You have a good weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Jay. Thanks a lot. Give Mary a hug for me.
I will for sure. See you later.
All right, buddy.
All right, there's Mike Spear, Executive Vice President, Presidential Brokerage. Boy, they're great people. They're absolutely the place to go.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-962-0275. That's 1-800-962-0275. 1-800-962-0275.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
All right, John Turk is saying to me, Jay, shut the hell up. We have things to do. And Christy Harvey will be up next. We're on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let this show be your umbrella. Let it be your smile. Oh, God, does that make you sick or what?
CIV, thank God it's Viernes today, we will talk to Chantel Taylor from Colorado Ethics and also the guys from the Lowdown, too.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It should come as no surprise to you, but cable, satellite, and internet packages are going up from those other providers. But not if you have the Freedom Bundles from Liberty Bell. Don't fall for those lifetime guarantees on prices from you-know-who. When the prices force you to load up on phone features you don't even need. And don't fall for those low introductory rates that rise faster than credit card penalties in a short time. Get real. Get Freedom. Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles. TV, phone, and internet for just $85.97 or TV and phone for just $59. The big guys just can't compete with our low overhead. As you know, my company, Liberty Bell, is a thorn in their side, small but painful. And to add to their pain, there will be no price increases in our Liberty Bell bundles. And we offer real phone lines, not internet phone service and dish network. So let's slay the dragon together. 303 bundles. That's 303 bundles. Or LibertyBellTelecom.com. Remember, packages start as low as $50.97. Liberty Bell bundles. 303. Bundles.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Your official station for the Democratic National Convention. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan.
Russia must respect the freedom of its nation.
President Bush again calls on Russia to withdraw its troops from Georgia, and he indicates he does not see this as the start of another Cold War.
The days of satellite states and spheres of influence are behind us.
But U.S.-Russia relations are raw, and a top Russian general used tough language when he condemned the U.S. missile defense deal with Poland, saying it exposes Poland to attack. Another Russian general suggests a troop pullback in Georgia could be coming.
Right now, our troops are in Southern Ossetia. Very soon, they will be withdrawn from Gori, the military base, as soon as they finish to clean up that mess that was left there by Georgians.
Это печально для Европы.
Russia's president met with Germany's chancellor in Moscow. Angela Merkel said the presence of Russian troops in Georgia is not sensible. Secretary of State Rice is in Georgia right now talking about a new ceasefire plan. It's another big day in Michael Phelps' quest for Olympic history. CBS's Steve Futterman is live in Beijing.
That's right, Steve. In 12 hours, Michael Phelps will be back in the pool. It could be his toughest race, the 100-meter butterfly. If he wins, though, he will tie Mark Spitz's record for 7 gold medals in one Olympics. A very big one today already for America's Nastya Lukin. She wins the women's all-around in gymnastics. And American sprinter Tyson Gay has advanced to the semifinals of the 100-meter dash, the finals tomorrow. Live at the Summer Olympics in Beijing, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Here at home, John McCain's campaign raised $27 million in July. His best month since clinching the Republican nomination. And a nonpartisan group reports Barack Obama is outpacing McCain in contributions from troops overseas by a 6-to-1 margin. The sagging economy may mean back-to-school shopping season will get an F from retailers. Grade school parents actually expect to spend more, but a retail group study says back-to-college families plan to spend about 7% less.
We're seeing the apparel category become flat. We're seeing school supplies become flat. And we are seeing a dip in consumer electronics, which has been a high growth area over the last couple of years.
Scott Krugman is president of the National Retail Federation. Well, if runaway gas prices and soaring airfares turned your vacation into a staycation this summer, a new travel bargain may be on the horizon.
Not so long ago, rising fuel prices were making Europe a no-go for U.S. vacationers. Now Tom Parsons of BestFares.com predicts...
Fall is going to be a great time to go to Europe.
Fare sales are beginning early to make up for lost sales earlier this year.
When you have empty seats, that cargo becomes precious, and they want to get people on those seats.
He says some fares are being cut hundreds of dollars. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 42 points, the NASDAQ is ahead 6, and oil is trading now below $112 a barrel. This is CBS News.
How to turn $35 into $180 without a magic wand. Step 1. Go to the Home Depot. Get an Energy Star qualified programmable thermostat starting at about $35. Step 2. Install your new thermostat and save about 20% on your energy bills, or on average, $180 a year. Step 3. Say abracadabra. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for details.
Frankly, I don't understand fuel cell technology, but everybody understands cleaner air.
That's why Chevy is putting a test fleet of 100 hydrogen-powered Equinox fuel cell vehicles in metropolitan New York City, D.C., and L.A. Hydrogen fuel cells produce zero emissions other than water vapor and use zero gasoline. So next time you see one, remember you can't buy them, but you can applaud. Someday our grandkids may be cruising in them under some really beautiful blue skies. Go to Chevy.com and learn more.
I'm Ellen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. Today's rain, something Denver's not used to.
People are not used to seeing rain around here, so anything seems like a downpour.
Carl Burrows of the National Weather Service, and expect it to rain pretty much all day. It's not enough to fix the days of no rain.
Well, it'll certainly help. Right now, for the year, we're still about 5 inches below normal.
Burrows says the DIA total might be 3/4 of an inch today. DNC News, the band Rage Against the Machine, part of a free concert in Denver, the third day of the convention. They'll be brought in by Iraq Veterans Against the War and Tent State University. Rage Against the Machine, part of protester clashes at the 2000 Democratic Convention. A new poll of Colorado Senate candidates gives Democrat Mark Udall a 6-point lead over Republican Bob Schaefer, the poll conducted for the Rocky Mountain News and CBS News 4. Governor Ritter not happy with the record-setting oil and gas leases on the Rhone Plateau. He says the state lost money on the $114 million deal that leased the whole top of the plateau at once. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Helen Gray. Now, here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's rainy and wet out, especially to the south and west of the metro. Very dense fog in the foothills in spots. Looks like there's lots of slow pockets as well, especially for a Friday morning. I-25 is a slow ride just before Park Meadows through the tech center towards Hampton. Then again at Colorado to 6th Avenue. Heavy stretches on that southbound side as well. Speeds drop into the teens, even into the single digits on 225 in the southbound direction, Parker to DCC. Eastbound I-70 at Wadsworth is dragging. More slowing on 36 near Pecos. Off those highways, crash at Colorado and Alameda. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With summer almost over, now is the perfect time to get out and see Colorado like you never have before. For amazing last-minute deals on hotels, dining, attractions, and more, visit Colorado.com today. Colorado is made for fun. Get out and celebrate summer. That's Colorado.com.
It's time for a ripple effect. If just one out of every 10 homes in the U.S. upgraded to water-efficient fixtures, it could save more than 300 billion gallons of water and nearly $2 billion annually. And the Home Depot makes it easy to upgrade with products like water-efficient toilets that use less than 1.3 gallons per flush, reducing indoor water use by up to 20%. Or upgrade your bathroom with stylish and efficient low-flow faucets and shower heads. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Lie to again, ladies and gentlemen. Lie to again, lie to again.
So now, are we going to call the White House?
I'll dial.
If you would like to leave a comment for the president, please press 1.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 57 degrees, showers, windy, cold. Awful. We're in a dark mood. No, we're not. Just kidding. Okay, here she is, a woman who will soon be wearing a parka and ice fishing for her food. From the Center for American Progress, it's Chrissy Harvey.
Hey, how are you?
So you're moving to Alaska.
I'm moving to Alaska.
Come
Can you believe
on.
It?
Come on.
Come on. It's going to be fun.
Oh, boy.
Why not? It's a couple of years, and I love fishing.
It's so cold, and not only that, it's dark.
Unless it's
There's
summertime,
no
and
sunshine.
It's really light.
There's no sunshine.
Well, I do
and
have
no
to
no sunshine when you're gone. We have that song, John. Ain't no sunshine. Ain't no sunshine when you're gone. You might as well sing that on the plane up there.
Oh, I know. And everybody says, you know, oh, it's so beautiful. May, June, July, August. And in September and October, it starts to, you know, get cold and dark. And then it's really a long winter. And so, of course, I'm moving October 1st.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Chrissy Harvey in Alaska, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not warm when she's away.
Calling us saying,
help, get me out of here.
Sunshine when she's gone.
We're introducing our brand new campaign. Mail space heaters to Christy in Alaska, because she's going to need it.
You are going to be singing a different tune entirely when I start sending you photos of me catching giant halibut.
Yeah, but it's stuff so frozen you can't eat it.
Well, and think about it.
Where in Alaska are you going?
I'm going to Anchorage, so it's an actual city. And good news is, you know, I fly into Ted Stevens International Airport. They need me up there. It's just in time for the Ted Stevens corruption stuff. It's just in time for all the drilling in the Arctic stuff. I'm going to be pretty busy.
So when do you leave?
I think it's September 26th, actually.
How do you intend to do this show?
It's only going to be 6:30 a.m.
So you'll do it by phone, right?
Yeah, I'll do it by phone. Or I'm also talking to the Progressive station up there, so we'll see what happens.
So you can do it from there?
I'm hoping.
Yeah, with our luck, they'll give you mornings, which means that you can't do it from here. You can't do it from there, so we won't have you on anymore.
We'll figure that out as the time grows nearer.
We won't tolerate that, you know.
Right now I'm just concentrating on where to find packing boxes and things like that.
Craziness. I don't even want to think about that. Okay, there's one thing I do want to mention.
What's that?
In 2004, we went through the whole Kerry Swift boat thing.
Yeah.
And Mr. Jerome Corsi is back with another hatchet job book called Abomination.
Uh-huh.
But I got to tell you something. The Obama campaign is fighting back. Not only are they releasing a 40-page document which rebuts the book, but they are also organizing people to email all of the newspapers. And all you have to do is you do it with one form. Email all of the newspapers in your region asking that the media give the Corsi book a fair hearing. And I just completed my form and just sent it.
Well, I think this is so important because, you know, if you are looking, you know, if you're on the right and you're just looking for entertainment or something, like the same reasons you would maybe listen to Limbaugh or watch Bill O'Reilly, you know you're not actually getting facts, but you're getting screed. That's one thing. But they're trying on the right, and Mr. Corsi is trying to sell this book as journalism, which it most emphatically isn't. And that's why I think this 44-page debunk from the Obama campaign is a smart move. They're not going to. I think what happened with John Kerry was they said, this thing is such crap, nobody's actually going to pay attention, so we don't even need to dignify it with a response, when in fact they should have dignified it and hard. So I think it's great that the Obama campaign is getting out in front of it and alerting all of us to alert the media that, you know, don't cover this like it's an actual book with actual merit. It's a comic book.
This is really a stupid question, but it's a chance for us to kind of go, oh, wow, yeah, okay. But, I mean, these guys know what they're doing.
Oh, it's a moneymaker. It is. I honestly don't think that Corsi is actually in this to try and influence an election or to, you know, be a good soldier for the right wing of the party. He's in it for the cold, hard cash. He made a bunch of bucks off the Swift boat stuff. And, you know, he is looking to make, you know, a couple $1 million off of this Obama book. So that's, don't be fooled. That's why he's into this. This is all about his pocketbook.
You really believe that it is about his pocketbook and not about him, ideology?
I really do think that he knows that he's on to a moneymaker. I think maybe the first time around it was about ideology. He was, you know, very anti-Kerry. But, you know, I really honestly do think, if you look at Amazon right now, the top-selling books are anti-Obama books. There's a business in it. And that's a real, real shame. But, you know, if you're looking to make a fast buck and you don't have, let's say, some serious ethics, I think it's an easy bandwagon to jump on. You know, he's a right-winger, and, yeah, he probably has those concerns somewhere deep down. But I think first and foremost, he wants money.
Well, he got taken down pretty hard today in the Washington Post.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that?
Yes. I mean, they more or less, I hate to use this analysis, but they more or less chopped his legs out from underneath him.
Oh, yeah. No, they eviscerated the book and him as a person, actually, or as a writer. So very.
But do you think really, I'm looking for a way to put this. Do you think that things like the Washington Post, do you think that that has any effect on the person who would go to, say, Costco and pick the book up?
Some people, actually. You know, people who aren't super politically motivated, or, I mean, there's a lot of independents, a lot of people who aren't politically active out there who, if they just see a book, will say, like, oh, this must be true. It's in a book. I think there's a lot of people like that, and I think that's what happened with the Swift Boat stuff. So I do think that if we can get a lot of noise, I mean, people, it's a free country, First Amendment, you're allowed to write what you want to write, whether it's true, whether it's false, whether it's however it's motivated. But I think the important thing is that people know what they're getting. And so I think that the Washington Post and these new media campaigns, I think, are smart because it educates people so that they don't just pick this up and say, oh, this is a book that I should read. They know what they're getting a little more.
Boy, I certainly, you know, I really hope you're right.
I think I am because, I mean, honestly, 3 weeks ago, if you walked up to just a random guy walking down the street and said, hey, who's the guy who wrote the Swift book, Swift Boat book that trashed John Kerry? They'd go, I don't know. I have no idea. But now we know that this guy who wrote this book, Trashing Obama, is the Swift Boat guy. His name is Corsi. He does not have a leg to stand on. And, you know, there are 44 pages worth of lies and problems in this book. You know, I think that's good.
Maybe you know this, and I can ask you this, and if you don't know it, then, no, you just say.
Make it up.
Well.
What? Oh, the answer is 17.
Or you mean be like Jerome Corsi and just make it up?
Exactly.
Cite your, you know what, I got to throw this in, too. I have never, ever, ever picked up a book that is supposed to be a study of somebody in which you, and I saw this in Costco and I started laughing. Like the woman standing next to me is like looking at me like, what's wrong with you?
Right.
Okay, because I pick the book up, I go, So I thought to myself, well, you know, I wonder what kind of sourcing is going on here with this. Okay, so I go and look at the back of the book.
Right.
And like the footnotes, he's citing his own sources.
Yeah, something, there is that.
Something that he wrote. I mean, it's like me writing a book on you, and then people saying, like, well, where did you get that information? And me saying, well, I wrote about it on a blog 6 years ago.
You know, that's one of the problems with it. I mean, there is no actual journalistic integrity to this thing. You know, we might as well be citing as a footnote, you know, a dream I had 3 weeks ago. Or something I thought would be funny that one time when I was drunk and talking about this in a bar at that time. Like, there's no fact there. There's no there to most of the book.
I went to roller derby and heard two people sitting behind me talking about it.
Right, but the danger is he does pepper it with enough fact. This is where it gets dangerous. Enough fact that you can say, oh, that is when Barack Obama was born. Oh, Barack Obama did live in Chicago and that sort of thing. So that to the untrained eye, you can go, well, if that's true, then maybe this charge that, you know, Barack Obama is actually from Mars is true as well. And so that's where it gets dangerous, which is why, back to the original point, I think it's good that places like the Washington Post are saying, you know, this thing is nonsense.
Why don't we do things like that?
You mean the left side of things?
Yeah, why don't we write a hatchet book?
Yeah, we're not good at the tricks. We're not good at, I mean, sometimes I wish we were.
Maybe it's time that you and I collaborated from Alaska and formed Hatchet Books Incorporated or something and started cranking out screeds on Republican leaders.
I could be the Alaska version of Karl Rove. How fabulous.
we could market that stuff online.
I saw in the movie Insomnia. I know you get a little weird when there's too much daylight or not enough.
Yeah, exactly. 8:17, 17 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Christy Harvey with us. Okay, if you can briefly go over this one. Let's talk about McCain and taxes.
This is interesting. This is really interesting. And first thing, this is this story that was in the Wall Street Journal yesterday. So we're not talking this was in The Nation or something. This was in, like, John McCain's backyard. And this is about John McCain's health care plan. And they did this story about it, and it wasn't so much about whether or not it's good for health care, but it was about the fact that there is a hidden tax increase. And I think this is interesting because this really affects McCain's base, which are people who say no new taxes, no higher taxes. And so, of course, John McCain goes out there and says, I'm not going to raise taxes. I'm for keeping taxes low. But listen to this. I saw this and I was like, oh, Jay's going to love it. So even McCain's advisors acknowledge that his health care plan would impose a $3.6 trillion tax increase over 10 years on workers. And I'm quoting the Wall Street Journal here. Senator McCain's plan will count the health care you get from your employer as if it were taxable cash income. So even after accounting for his health care tax credits, the plan would eventually leave tens of millions of middle-class families paying higher taxes, full stop. That is interesting.
But it fits his campaign. I mean, did you see the article yesterday in the New York Times about his Social Security situation in which, like, he gives, like, four different answers within the space of, like, a week?
Right.
I mean, he never... And have you heard this story about how they've taken his cell phone away from him?
They did.
So he can't talk to, yeah, it's a big rumor, that he can't talk to advisors because everybody gives him a different opinion. All right, hang on here, Christy, and we'll finish up here. 8:19, 19 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk with traffic.
Jay, slower speeds due to the roads being a little bit wet, but that is allowing a relatively light morning as far as accidents are concerned. Jams in the usual suspect spots on I-25, I-70, and 225. We are seeing more volume on C-470 this morning. Going to be thick and slow from Wadsworth to Quebec for eastbounders and from Ken Carlton to 285 for westbounders. Look out for patchy fog as well along C-470 in the foothills. Same deal on I-70 and on I-25, rather, between Castle Rock and Colorado Springs. A couple surface street crashes out there, one at Colorado Boulevard and Alameda, another a rollover at Montview and Wabash. That's on the east side near Quebec. Today's forecast, showers and thunderstorms this morning, then overcast during the afternoon with occasional rain and a high of 60, calling for rain and cooler temperatures for most.
Hi, this is Joe's Truly Dr. Daddy-O, asking you to tune in every Sunday from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. for my show, Talking with Dr. Daddy-O, the show where we talk about what's happening in our local and national communities, our businesses, schools, political, civic, social, and religious activities, and many other problems that we face every day. So let's make a date, Sunday, Talking with Dr. Daddy-O, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk Radio. Don't miss it.
Don't let car buying make you sad
just because your credit's bad.
There's a place that you can go
even when you got no dough.
Go to itsmycarnow.com.
Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? itsmycarnow.com.
itsmycarnow.com.
Single day I get in the car and I put my sunglasses on, and Mary bought me these designer sunglasses. And one of the reasons I can wear them is because I don't need regular glasses. And the reason I don't is because I went to Icon LASIK. And you go to Icon and you'll see the immediate difference, and no pun intended here. First of all, they are really careful and they're really thorough. And that's one of the reasons why they've done over 60,000 procedures in the state of Colorado. They are the only LASIK center in Denver that has every available laser known to mankind. And they keep up on the latest innovations. Some of these places that you go to, they charge you thousands of dollars per eye, and they have inferior equipment. Now, at Icon LASIK, they can do it for $4.99 per eye. So set up a free custom vision evaluation today to determine whether you're a candidate for LASIK laser eye surgery, because you got to do that in the beginning. And then see and go from there. I was eye shy and didn't want to have it done. It's one of the best things I ever did. Visit Icon LASIK at their Denver location in Mexico and Colorado. You can't miss it. There's a big sign there. Or in Loveland at 3553 Clydesdale Parkway. Or pick up the phone and call them and set up an evaluation. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001.
Honey, let's go out to dinner this week.
Where? That stuffy French place?
How does a three-course meal for two at Ruth's Chris for $89 sound?
Not stuffy, not French.
Perfect. The Ruth's Chris Summer Celebration for two is only $89. Enjoy our delicious filet, chicken, or seafood in the warm and inviting atmosphere Ruth's Chris is famous for.
So, when do you want to go?
I'll be in the car.
Ruth's Chris Summer Celebration for two. A three-course meal for two people for just $89. Only at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Available for a limited time.
Coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Grass and weed allergens. Yes, those allergens are headed in your direction. So when your allergies start to get bad, get Claritin Clear. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves all your toughest allergy symptoms like runny nose and sneezing. And nothing works stronger, faster, or longer than Claritin D to relieve your worst congestion and sinus pressure without making you drowsy. When you are Claritin Clear, you can make the most of your time outdoors. 24-hour non-drowsy Claritin D. Live Claritin Clear. Use as directed among oral OTC decongestants.
In Alaska. 8:24, 24 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Christy Harvey with us. All right.
Very funny, by the way.
Oh, we're going to keep this up until you leave. I mean, I know. I was really rude. I wrote on your Facebook page, if you're doing this because of a guy, dump him immediately.
I know. I was like, Jay, come on here. Give a girl a little love. My gosh.
Did you delete the message off there?
No, I did not. You put it up there, I left it. And a lot of people thought it was kind of funny. I got a lot of comments about how funny it was.
So. Oh, okay. I figured you were, like, really upset.
No, I was like, Jay, you know, I just said, I thought of it more as my big brother giving me some little much-needed teasing.
Damn! He keeps harshing my mellow.
That was a definite mellow harsh right there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You have this magazine? What's this magazine called?
Okay, this is Blender Magazine, the music magazine. It's sort of like an edgier Rolling Stone. Stone sort of used to be kind of thing. It's called Blender.
All right, and so candidates list their favorite songs. Who do you have here, and what
are
the songs?
This is fantastic. They asked both Barack Obama and John McCain for their top 10 songs. And these are the songs that the candidates or their campaigns actually submitted. So Barack Obama's number one song of all times is The Fugees with Wyclef Jean, Ready or Not, which is a pretty good song.
Yes,
and
okay.
Then rounding out his top five, we've got Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire, The Rolling Stones' Gimme Shelter, and Nina Simone's Sinner Man. So, good eclectic mix there if you want to have an iPod that matches Barack Obama's. Now, if you want an iPod like John McCain's, this is actually John McCain's top 10, okay? This is the top five of his 10. Number one song of all time, ABBA's Dancing Queen.
Oh, come on. He doesn't think that that's... I mean, I like that song, but it's like, what, he's grooving to Dancing Queen by ABBA?
Number two, Roy Orbison, Blue Bayou. Number three...
That's not bad.
Number three, ABBA, Take a Chance on Me.
Jeez.
I think somebody saw Mamma Mia.
Oh, I think he's got something for Frida or whatever her name is, the blonde in that band.
And then number four is Merle Haggard, If We Make It Through December. And number five,
good.
Julie Wilson, As Time Goes By. So I just thought that
Julie Wilson, As Time Goes By?
Yeah.
Who in the hell's Julie Wilson?
That's that song from Casablanca. As Time Goes By.
Yeah, I know what the song is, but is Julie Wilson the guy who sings it in Casablanca?
I think so.
Huh.
I don't know. Maybe it was playing at McCain's prom or something. I'm not sure. But
Haggard's a good choice, except I wouldn't pick that as my all-time favorite Haggard tune. But it is a good one. If we make it through December, is that some kind of comment about his marriage?
Oh.
His previous marriage, or maybe the one he's in now?
Now this is interesting, though. There is a little bit of bipartisan unity. Each candidate had a Frank Sinatra song. So
which one did Barack pick?
Barack picked You'd Be So Easy to Love.
And McCain
and
picked?
I've Got You Under My Skin. So my favorite Sinatra song is The Lady is a Tramp, but those are the two of the old blue eyes they decided to go with.
See, I can't think of my favorite Sinatra song. I can hear it, but I don't know what the title of this. It's the one about time passing. What's the name of that song? I can't think of the name of it. The one about time passing?
Not sure.
Something like, in the, you know, whatever year, da-da-da-da, you know, You don't know that one? I don't.
No,
I can't think
sorry.
Of the title of it either. But it always makes me sad when I hear it, too.
Yeah. Old Blue Eyes. But that's not the only music news. Also, did you see that the singer Jackson Browne is trying to get the McCain campaign to stop using his music?
Well, good for him.
Yeah. He's suing John McCain and the Ohio National Republican Committee in L.A. He filed suit yesterday because they're running an attack ad against Barack Obama using his song Running on Empty. And he says, stop it. Cut it out.
You know, I've often wondered how artists would feel about that. If somebody called them up and said, hey, I'm here in Ohio or Indiana or Kentucky or
right.
California, and they're running this attack ad, and they've got your music in it. That would give me the feeling of like, well, wait a minute, I've lost control of my art.
Right. Well, especially if you do not support that candidate. And Jackson Browne is not a Republican, and he said, I don't want my music used that way. So the McCain campaign came out about half an hour ago and said, hey, man, wasn't us. It was the Republicans in Ohio. We have no control over them.
Oh, yeah, right. They always
yeah.
say that. We have no control. I didn't know anything about that. You know, that's like McCain with this whole thing about going in this whole rant about I'm going to run a clean campaign, and I don't want to have any of this blah, 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 and I don't want... And we're not going to do it like, you know, and he does all of that stuff. And then what happens? What ends up happening? Well, what ends up happening is that he's doing it.
Well, yeah. And the thing is, you know, you may think I'm idealistic or naive on this one, but I honestly didn't think that his campaign would turn out like that. You know, I don't agree with his politics a lot of the time, but I used to admire him as a person. And, you know, that was used against him so viciously back in 2000. When, for example, the Wiley brothers, the Bush guys down in Texas, financed all of those ads saying that, you know, John McCain loves breast cancer and tries to stop women from getting breast cancer treatment and stuff like that, you know, really nasty stuff. And the Bush administration or the Bush campaign said, hey, man, we can't control them. And it was just this big joke. I honestly have to say that I did not see John McCain going the same route. Does that make me idealistic or naive?
No, I think it makes you somebody who hopes for the better. By the way, the Sinatra song was, and thank you to the listener who called in, it was A Very Good Year.
Oh, that is a good song. Yeah, that's one that can actually inspire tears.
Yeah.
I'm still going with The Lady of the Tramp. I like that song.
Well.
It's fun to dance to.
You dance to that?
Yeah. Come on, if that song comes on and you're in a bar or a club, you got to dance.
Okay.
okay, now you hate where I'm going to move, you hate my music.
I'm just kidding.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the traditional question, what are you doing this weekend?
Packing.
Oh, really? So you're not going out anywhere? You're just going to stay home and put stuff in boxes?
This weekend is all about trying to get my head around this. We just made this decision last week, so I'm trying to still get my head around it, and I can't take a whole lot of stuff, so I've got to figure out what I'm going to give to my sister and what I'm going to put in storage and what I'm going to take. So, if anybody needs any books, I've got about 7 bookshelves worth that I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do with.
Well, you can always have them shipped up there and then sell them on eBay.
I love my books. I think I'm going to put them in boxes and store them so they're waiting for me when I come back next year or by Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's what I always do, too. I always store mine.
Yeah.
I've still got books that are in boxes at home. Well, I'm sorry to report that there is no racing that I know of this weekend.
Oh, no. What are you going to do?
I don't know. Go crazy. And my man, Darren Law, finished in the top 3 in Rolex Grand Am, so that made me feel good for Brumos.
Good, good.
Finished 7th in the ALMS. And I told you the story about him in high school, didn't I?
You did. That's crazy.
And now... His wife invited me to be a friend on Facebook. So if you want to see Darren Law's wife looks like, go to my Facebook page under my friends, and you can find her in there. So anyway,
I'm going to do it, and I'm not going to write mean stuff on your wall. I'm a nice Facebook friend.
Well, I'm going to write mean stuff on your wall. I think I'm going to go to your wall in the next 30 minutes and write. Could you get me Ted Stevens' autograph, please?
The sad news is maybe I can. That's the sad part.
Listen, he may be on the streets of Anchorage selling pencils or something before this is over with.
That's true.
By the way, did they ever build the bridge to nowhere?
I don't believe so.
Oh, damn, I wanted a picture of it.
I can take a picture of the site where it would go, and I'll put it on my Facebook page and send it to you.
Oh, okay, you're so very kind. All right, well, you're not leaving until the 26th, so that means we'll talk to you next week.
Oh, yeah, next week definitely. And then we've got campaign stuff to talk about, or convention stuff. So.
Oh, boy.
It'll be fun.
You're not coming to that, are you?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
Yeah, I have to admire it from afar.
Would you really want to be here for this?
Well, I went to both conventions in 2000, and it was a lot of fun, but I got to tell you, I was drained by the end.
Yeah, see, I'm going to be tapped by the time it's all over with. I was that way about Boston in 2004. All right, have a good weekend packing, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Fabulous. Talk to you later.
Okay, see ya. It's 8:33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Oh, John, now we got to get an ABBA song up for John McCain in the next break.
I think I destroyed all the ABBA in the catalog.
Like, don't you? What do you mean? You don't have Dancing Queen?
If you really want it.
Oh, man, could you see him jamming to that, Dancing Queen?
Well, what was the other one he picked? I can't remember what she said. What was the other ones he picked? He picked Dancing Queen and then one of the other ones.
I don't even know. SOS, Money, Money, Lay All Your Love on Me. Knowing Me, Knowing You. Ugh, Waterloo, Take a Chance on Me, Super Trooper, Name of the Game. Does your mother know something?
No, it's got to be Dancing Queen, so we'll play Dancing Queen for John McCain coming up.
Thank God.
All right, 8:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. What's traffic look like?
Jay, it looks pretty good. Nothing really to complain about around the metro. Slow speeds but minimal crashes. Our only issue really is fog to the west and south of Denver. Jams are in the usual spots. Just one surface street crash out there at Montview and Wabash. Your forecast, soggy and cool day on the way. Scattered showers will last through this afternoon and evening. Highs are going to be in the lower 60s. Rain will mix with snow as low as 10,000 feet. Your current temperature downtown, 52 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Denver Water asks you not to water between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Help your lawn drink responsibly. Denver Water asks you to save water and get free stuff for doing it. Get water-saving tips, free t-shirts, and reusable tote bags at useonlywhatyouneed.org.
Vote with your voice.
This election is about you.
On the station for the 2008 Democratic National Convention.
The American people.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Let us unite.
And AM760.net.
Tonight on Colorado State of Mind, the Emmy-winning series on Rocky Mountain PBS, longtime Colorado politicians discuss the upcoming Democratic National Convention. Guests include former Colorado Governor Dick Lamb and former U.S. Senator Hank Brown. What do they predict will happen, especially on Western issues like energy or water? And how does 2008 compare with the 1970s, when they began their careers in elected office? Tune in tonight at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS Channel 6, or weigh in anytime at rmpbs.org.
What if I told you you could magically erase all the flaws in your skin? The acne, the dark circles, rosacea, birthmarks, any imperfection. Hi, I'm Lisa Givens, and I want to tell you about my revolutionary corrective cosmetic called Sheer Cover that you can try for yourself free for 30 days. Sheer Cover is guaranteed to give anyone perfect skin instantly. Brush it on, and your problems disappear. So grab a pen, because in a minute, you're going to hear a phone number to get you started for free. You see, Sheer Cover is different. It's made from minerals that allow your skin to breathe while covering every blemish and imperfection with just the flick of a brush. It leaves your skin flawless, naturally radiant, and luminescent.
To get your free 30-day supply of Sheer Cover, call 1-800-500-1804, and you'll become a believer. For perfect skin in an instant, call 1-800-500-1804. That's 1-800-500-1804. Call now.
Make this the summer you entertain more in your own backyard. Old Santa Fe Pottery makes it easy with their 30% off sale on all chimeneas and red clay planters. Gather friends and family around the handmade Mexican terracotta chimeneas. Choose from a wide selection of shapes, sizes, colors, and styles, and all 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery also has terracotta planters on sale, so you can spruce up, add spots of color and greenery, and turn your yard into an oasis. The 30% off sale is going on now at Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-400-2969. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969.
Okay, don't like this? Then vote for John McCain, because this is what you're going to get. 4 more years of this. Now, can you see John McCain, like, discoing to this with Cindy?
Can you see the disco ball and the lights in their bedroom?
Right. And they have on, like, polyester knit, double polyester knit suit with white shoes, those white plastic shoes. Now, Friday night, and the polling numbers are low. All right, 8:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats, this is not too good. After receiving significant campaign contributions from the National Venture Capitalists Association, that's the NVCA, and special interests representing the biotechnology industry, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has ramrodded legislation through the House of Representatives that will allow billionaire venture capitalists to hijack federal small business contracting programs. Thousands of legitimate small businesses across America could be forced to close their doors if legislation becomes law. And our expert on this is Lloyd Chapman, president of the American Small Business League. That's ASBI.com. And, Lloyd, welcome back to the show. Good to have you on.
Thanks for having me on your show again, Jay.
All right. Now, what exactly does this legislation say? This legislation diverts money that should go to small businesses, and it diverts it to these venture capitalists?
Absolutely. So think about this. Think about a piece of legislation that was passed through the House of Representatives. I think, I could be wrong, but I believe most of the representatives from Colorado voted for this, that will allow companies that are completely controlled by billionaire venture capitalists get federal small business contracting dollars.
And obviously you guys mobilized against this, and what was the response you got?
Well, to tell you the truth, they pushed it through the House so quickly that a lot of people we talked to voted for it before they had a chance to read it. And after they saw what it actually did, people were very surprised. But I'm afraid, you know, think about this. We've got small business organizations like the American Small Business League fighting multi-billion dollar venture capital firms and lobbying Congress. Guess who wins? So, unfortunately, the billionaire lobbyists have a very, very powerful voice in Washington. And organizations like the American Small Business League that represent, you know, the rank-and-file middle-class businessman, we don't have much of a voice compared to those people.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that bothers most people, too, about politics in this country, that those of us who don't have a gazillion dollars don't have much of a voice at times, it seems, and that those who do not only can push themselves through campaign contributions, but they also can do it through hired lobbyists who sit up there and push their agenda, where we don't really have that. I don't think you can outlaw lobbying, because I think it's a matter of free speech. But I'll tell you one thing. If we could ever figure out a way to stop lobbying, I'd be all for it.
I'll tell you something. I have an idea on that. And what happens is, Pelosi pushes legislation like this, and there's no consequences for her. Nothing happens. You know, when you pass legislation that's going to hurt middle class America, the media, you know, they barely cover it. So I'm thinking, you know, Colorado is a very active state. My guess is that Colorado has one of the highest percentages of people voting of any state. When we do surveys across the country, we see, you know, people in Colorado very involved in government. And I'd like to encourage people, you know, and your listeners to call your senators, call Wayne Allard and call Ken Salazar. And this piece of legislation is going to be voted on in the Senate here in within a month. And if enough people call your two senators, these two senators can stop this legislation. So this is legislation. that's going to take, we think, about $1 billion a year out of Colorado, away from small businesses that create jobs in that state. It's going to put thousands of companies out of business and go into the pockets of wealthy venture capital companies in Pelosi's district out there in San Jose, California. So I would encourage people to call your senators and insist that they oppose any legislation that gives government small business contracts to these wealthy investors. I'm going to try to start, I don't know what you want to call it, but a movement. And think what it would be like if when Pelosi came home, she was met by an angry mob. And everywhere she went, there were people that were just really outraged at this. I think people need to get more involved. And I think there's people listening to your show right now that feel like they're, you know, radicals and are opposed to government, but very few people do anything. So I like to encourage people, you know, to do something.
Well, small business owners for sure should muscle it up. And people should, and the community should back them because that's where the majority of the jobs are. Right?
Yeah, it's amazing. You see legislation right here. Let's just say if we took a survey in Colorado, and I would bet you money that you couldn't find one person in the state of Colorado that thinks billionaires should get government small business contracts. And yet, most of the members of Congress from Colorado voted for this legislation. So I learned a new word last week. It's called plutocracy. And plutocracy is a government that's run by the wealthy and for the benefit of the wealthy. And I think that's what we have here today. We've got routinely legislation passed, you know, by our government that's detrimental to the people and benefits, you know, oil companies and big health care providers, and it's detrimental to the public, and nothing happens. So I think people should call, you know, every newspaper and television station in Colorado and get them to do this story and see how it affects, you know, businesses in Colorado, and maybe we can have some impact on your two senators, and maybe those two senators can have some impact in the Senate, and we can stop, you know, bad legislation like this.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, and I hope people do call. And this whole idea of plutocracy, 5, 10 years ago, even 3 years ago, I mean, if you were to say things like that, people would look at you like you're crazy. And look at you like, well, you must be some kind of an extremist. But I don't think that's the case. I think that's reality. I think it's reality. The problem here is that we're so divided over these. I don't want to say they're issues that don't matter, but they're issues that are not, in the scheme of things, worth fighting about. And we're so divided over those that we're. Our eye is taken off the ball of the big picture, which is that the country we live in and the democracy that we're supposed to function under is broken, and that it is a plutocracy, and that the rich do get their way, and that people, for whatever the reasons may be, religious, moral, whatever it may be, they end up economically voting against their own self-interests.
Yeah, it's really sad. In fact, you know, John McCain came out with his small business plan last week, and John McCain's small business plan is basically tax cuts for Fortune 500 corporations, and it's just really astonishing. Right now, we're talking to Senator Obama's campaign, and he's coming out with his small business plan, and we're just really pushing them to try to get them to include these issues, you know, that are going to help middle class Americans. One thing that I think people need to realize. I think we're in the middle of one of the worst economic downturns in my lifetime. And people need to realize that small businesses are going to lead the way out of this problem, because that's where most Americans work. That's where, you know, most of the tax revenue comes from. And these federal programs to help small businesses are critically important to our economy. And when you see our Congress passing legislation to pull up to $100 billion a year of federal funds out of the middle class economy and give it to billionaires, it's just unbelievable. It's just, I just have a hard time, you know, comprehending this. But hopefully Senator Obama is going to help us stop this and put some issues on his small business platform that'll stop it.
Well, you know, speaking of that, 8:47, 47 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. With me is Lloyd Chapman, president of the American Small Business League. Every time I bring up Obama's tax plan, I have a very right-wing friend who keeps countering, and I don't know if you know about this or not, or if this is, but I wanted to bring it up to you, keeps countering about subchapter S businesses and how they'll be penalized under Obama?
You know what I have to say? I'm not familiar with that. I'll tell you something. Here's what's true. Our country is in such dire financial situation, whether it's McCain or Obama, taxes are going up. You know, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is an ultra-conservative organization, and they came out several months ago, and they projected that no matter who's president, taxes are going up. You know, our country, I think, is probably going bankrupt, essentially. You know, we're spending more money than we're bringing in. So it's just a matter of, you know, who's going to end up paying the taxes. Quite frankly, I'll tell you one thing. My guess is no matter who's president, ExxonMobil is not going to pay more taxes, but you and I are. I'll bet money on that.
Yeah, I would happen to think you're probably right about that.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's, you know, when I say that you're probably right, I don't think it's because Barack Obama would allow that to happen. I think that it will happen on a congressional level because there are enough people who hold office, not all of them, but there's enough of them who can easily be bought off.
Absolutely, Jay, absolutely. In fact, you know, here's a funny thing. Let's just say Obama is, you know, the most perfect president, you know, we've ever had. He's just incorruptible and has the, you know, the wisdom of Solomon. It doesn't matter if you have a Congress where most of them are funded by Fortune 500 corporations and venture capital firms. I'm afraid that's the truth right now. I saw Obama on television a year ago, and he said to be in the Senate, you have to raise $50,000 a day to be in the U.S. Senate.
Yeah.
And guess where that money comes from? It doesn't come from the general public and carpenters and teachers and firemen. It comes from the biggest companies, you know, in America.
Well, that's why we've got a guy here. We got a guy here running for Senate by the name of Bob Schaefer. This guy takes a tremendous amount of money from the oil and gas industry. He gets a huge, huge campaign donations from those folks. And, you know, they're not going to give you the money for nothing. I mean, they're going to expect something out of it. And I think people need to take really a critical look at that. All right, now, for people out there who want to help you out, what is the name of this bill? I mean, is there a number to it? Is there something that people can use when they call Salazar and Allard?
Yes, the bill that passed the House is 3567, and the Senate's going to be taking up. And the bill that passed the House, the other one was 5819. And I think when the Senate comes back, they're going to be voting on their version of the bill. You know, we need to stop it.
Okay, so the two numbers that people need to be aware of are?
H.R. 3567, H.R. 5819, and people should contact their senators and tell them they're opposed to any legislation that's going to allow, you know, venture capital companies to be considered small businesses. And I really think if people... these two Colorado senators, Allard and Salazar, you know, Allard's a Republican and Salazar's a Democrat. But if enough people call them and tell them they're against this legislation, these two guys could stop this bill in its tracks and get it some press and, you know, have an impact here. By the way, the Senate version is S-3362. That's what needs to be stopped. And I'm hoping with the Democratic convention coming up in Denver, that, you know, Colorado's going to have an opportunity to have a huge impact on federal policy. If enough people contact the newspapers and the television stations about these issues that we don't like, maybe we can get some national attention on it, you know, through the Democratic convention.
Yeah. I think you're right about that, and I hope that it does happen. And small business people have to get together and have got to start speaking up, and we have to start speaking up on behalf of small business people as well. They can go to your website, asbl.com, to find out more information. Lloyd Chapman, who is the director, or actually the president of the American Small Business League. Lloyd, thanks for coming on again, and please keep us in the loop.
Jay, thanks for having us on your show again. We appreciate it. You're a good man.
Anytime. Thanks. Right.
Thank you.
All right, there's Lloyd Chapman. So now you know this is going on, and once again, take 5 minutes, drop your elected representatives an email, and especially if you're a small business person, you need to get involved in this. It's vitally important. Small business is the the heart and the muscle of any community. All right, 8:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk to Crystal Klinkenbeard. She is the communications director for No on 48 campaign. This is the so-called Parenthood Amendment, which makes absolutely no sense at all. And we're going to be talking to her coming up after 9, and then we'll reopen the phones and go back to open phones. Let's check traffic now with John Turk. John.
Thanks, Jay. 225, a real problem area all of a sudden. It begins at Parker Road. Stop and go in both directions for northbounders up to Mississippi and for southbounders from the spillway down to the DTC Boulevard. Northbound 25 also stacks solid as you get out of the tech center. This begins around Downing Street and lasts up to around Alameda. We also have slow speeds on most of the other highways around Denver and Boulder, but that's just due to the wet conditions. We've had very few accidents so far this morning. Your forecast, showers and thunderstorms, then overcast during the afternoon with occasional rain and a high near 60. Calling for rain and cooler temperatures for most of the weekend. We'd be lucky to push 70 degrees until Monday. Right now, 53 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Even though this summer is drier than the drought years, your lawn still doesn't need more than 3 drinks a week. Denver Water asks you to save.
Don't let car buying make you sad.
Just because your credit's bad.
There's a place that you can go.
Even when you got no dough.
Go to itsmycarnow.com.
Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? ItsMyCarNow.com. ItsMyCarNow.com.
Sunday evening, August 24th, at the Trail Dust Steakhouse, Inglewood, Colorado. To register, go to my webpage, we.ed.com, and sign up. We'll see you in Denver.
Righties, go to your own party.
Shiloh House reminds, the real measure of our children's success goes beyond academics. It's helping and guiding them to become better people with strong character, family values, and the courage of their convictions. The example we set as parents has a lasting and positive influence on our children's lives. An important message from Shiloh House, 6400 West Coal Mine Avenue in Littleton. Quality residential treatment center specializing in outpatient programs, foster care, in-home programs, abuse treatment, and more. Log on to shilohhouse.org.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. This is a limited time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131. 4131.
8:56, 56 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Look outside. You know what that is? That's a warning from Mother Nature. The winter, fall, and the winter is right around the corner. And if you need an all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive vehicle, the place to go is Rocky's Autos. And all those vehicles will be winterized, and they're ready to roll. Plus, on top of that, they've got gas savers as well. They want to see your trade-in. They will show you the book on any vehicle that you want to see, and they got their matching down incentive. Get out there and see my friend Spanky Herrera and the rest of the gang at Rocky's. They're open tonight until 9, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Look for that big sign. You can't miss it.
Is your hearing aid preventing you from enjoying the activities you love, like swimming, aerobics, or playing tennis? For many, a hearing aid restricts activities because it has to be removed before participation. This is not only a nuisance, it can leave you without good hearing during those activities. An investigational, fully implantable hearing device from Odulogix is now being evaluated in a clinical research study. You, or someone you know, may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for this investigational, fully implantable hearing device. All related physician, device, and study costs are covered except for your personal transportation for clinic visits. Visit www.thehearingstudy.com or call 1-866-602-7556 for details about the clinical research study for this investigational hearing device. Call 1-866-602-7556 now. That number again, 1-866-602-7556.
Just trying to restore a little music sanity after getting off on that Abbott tag. 8:58, 58 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up next, we'll talk about the No on 48 campaign, one of the most ridiculous amendments that I've ever heard of. And then we'll open the phones, and we'll do open phones with you on this Friday. Stay dry.
AM 760's Tom Hartman. Join us for Tom's book signing Tuesday, August 26th at 6 p.m. at the Borders Books in Park Meadows Mall. Grab a copy of Cracking the Code in paperback. For all the details on Tom Hartman's visit, log on to am760.net.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-700-3013. That's 1-800-700-3013. 1-800-700-3013.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, your official station for the Democratic National Convention, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. President Bush with new harsh words for Russia over the crisis in Georgia. At the White House, before departing for his Texas ranch this morning, Mr. Bush accused Moscow of bullying and intimidation. And he cautioned,
a contentious relationship with Russia is not in America's interest. And a contentious relationship with America is not in Russia's interest.
In Moscow, President Medvedev says it is not likely, after what's happened, that the disputed regions of South Ossetia and Abkhazia will ever be parts of Georgia again. In the Georgian capital, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is trying to convince Georgia's President Saakashvili to sign on to a peace agreement already approved by the Russians. On the ground, Russian forces remain in control of the key city of Gori, effectively splitting Georgia. CBS News reporter Phil Ittner in Tbilisi says the Georgians are worried about more than the Russians, though.
Well, Russian soldiers are a major problem for them. They're most afraid of militias and bandits who have taken advantage of the lawlessness within the region and are committing serious crimes, killing livestock, killing people, and generally destroying the area, robbing whatever they can get their hands on.
Well, at the Summer Games, America's Golden Boy attempts to tie Mark Spitz's record tonight. Let's go live to Beijing and CBS's Steve Futterman.
And Nick, Michael Phelps on the verge of another legendary Olympic record. Phelps has 6 gold medals here in Beijing. His next gold will tie him with Mark Spitz for the most gold medals in a single Olympics. Spitz accomplished his feat in 1972 in Munich. On the track, meanwhile, it's shaping up to be a great Olympic 100-meter dash. The final is tomorrow. Advancing to the semifinals already are the top 3 favorites, America's Tyson Gay, along with Jamaica's Usain Bolt and Asif Appal. Live at the Summer Olympics in Beijing, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
College students are heading back to campus, and it's likely they're going to hang on to more of their money this year. The National Retail Federation's Scott Krugman.
I do think you're going to see a good number of students going to school making do with what they have.
Krugman's group is forecasting 7% less spending this year on back-to-college items. Oil prices are skidding once again today, down about $3.50, now trading at under $112 a barrel. But oil analyst Phil Flynn says it is not just petroleum prices. heading south.
We're seeing a big sell-off in gold and silver, crude oil, gasoline, you name it. The entire commodity complex that was on fire for most of this year has reversed course, and some people may say that the bubble in commodities is starting to burst.
Gold is down more than $30 an ounce. Better economic news than expected out of Washington this morning. The government says industrial output climbed last month at a faster pace than analysts had forecast. And checking stocks right now, the Dow is up 74 points and the Nasdaq about 10. This is CBS News.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and hackers invade your business every day through email, instant messaging, web browsing, and your company's website. With no software to install and no per-user license fees, Barracuda Network Firewalls are easy to set up and affordable. Do what 50,000 other companies have done. Reclaim your network with a Barracuda Network Firewall. For a free evaluation unit, call Barracuda Networks, 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to barracuda.com.
Who's excited for our big road trip?
I'm excited to hear you say bad words when we get lost again.
Now, son, Mommy got Daddy a Garmin Nuvi 780 for Father's Day. Nuvi 780 has preloaded maps, so Daddy will never get lost again. And Daddy got this neat subscription to MSN Direct so we can avoid traffic delays, get local weather, and gas prices.
Will you honk the horn with your head again?
It's a new day, son. It's a Garmin Nuvi day.
To receive MSN Direct content, you must be within its coverage area. For details, navigate to Garmin.com. Follow the leader.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. If you haven't heard yet from the Obama campaign as to whether you're among the 30,000 locals getting into the Invesco Field speech, you still might get a call today. The campaign says yesterday they notified about half of those chosen, the rest coming today. Some 80,000 people tossing their names, email addresses, and cell numbers into the electronic bin hoping for tickets. Both Denver officials and leaders from Tent State University trying to calm pre-convention anxieties of some Lodo residents. The flour mill lofts border on a park where protesters, as many as 20,000, are expected to hang during the convention. The city assuring those flour mill residents that camping won't be allowed in the park after 11 each night of the DNC. You'll need an umbrella all day today.
The DIA, there has about a quarter of an inch of rain since midnight, and with this steady type rain here, we could get a three quarters up to an inch maybe.
Carl Burrows with the National Weather Service saying the rain today will be sporadic. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Helen Gray. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's been a slow and steady commute. No crashes, not really many, however, but there are lots of delays. I-25 crowded downtown in the southbound direction. We're also looking at delays both directions of 225 as you're making the Parker curve. The highways are going to be wet, and splashback will be a problem in spots. Patchy fog on I-25, Castle Rock to the Springs, Sandville on I-70, as well as C-470.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free Rosetta Stone demo CD with 31 different languages. So, what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo CD to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I've tried to learn a new language before and it was always too hard.
Well, Rosetta Stone is a completely natural way to learn a new language, just like you learned your first language. No tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Oh, but there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start speaking a new language in less than 10 minutes.
Aha! Wait, did you say 10 minutes?
To get your free demo CD from Rosetta Stone, call now 1-800-338-1987. Experience for yourself the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language guaranteed. For your free demo CD, call now 1-800-338-1987. That's 1-800-338-1987.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1065. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1065. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1065. 1-800-557-1065.
Attention! Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are now eligible to try Hydralyze free. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-496-2620. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call this number today, 1-800-496-2620, 1-800-496-2620.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's the same as a method of abortion. It's really made up of some of the most radical anti-women's health organizations in the country.
Yeah, and wouldn't you like to say to these people, look, you don't live here, leave. Get out. Leave us alone. Who did all the groundwork for this? Somebody must have done the groundwork for this. Was this local representatives of these organizations?
Well, you know, they did. They had about 1,300 volunteers across Colorado. They were supported by many kind of extreme evangelical churches in the state. And, you know, like many of these ballot initiatives, it was a mix of volunteer and paid signature gatherers.
Wait a minute. Let me get this right. So they paid people to do it?
Oh, sure. Yes, absolutely. Their disclosure reports indicate that. And you know, it's Colorado, unfortunately, is a state where it's really, really easy to get on the ballot.
So they went out and they paid people. Okay, if they paid people, then these national organizations either funded it or they raised funds locally to have it done.
Absolutely. That's absolutely the case. You know, they have local funders. They have funders inside Colorado that absolutely have ties to these extreme organizations. And, you know, that's really one of the frightening things about Amendment 48. Coloradans have rejected these attempts to put the government into their health care decisions before. But the proponents of Amendment 48 have ties to national organizations, and they have organizational capacity that these groups just haven't had in the past. And so it's a real threat to Coloradans' ability to access the health care services they need.
Did you guys check out the signatures, by the way?
You know, they collected about twice as many signatures as they needed, and so the campaign made the decision to not challenge those signatures.
Okay. Now, when you talk about the health care that Coloradoans need, let's get into this a little bit. Let's say 48 passes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, I just get heartburn thinking about it. Let's say 48 passes. What's that going to do to the average Coloradoan?
Well, the first and most obvious thing it would do would be to ban all abortion in Colorado, even for rape and incest victims, even when a woman's life is at risk. But the truly just astounding thing about defining a fertilized egg as a person in the state constitution is that this amendment could ban emergency contraception. It could ban very common birth control options like the pill and IUDs, because these methods can prevent a fertilized egg from implanting in the uterus. A woman with cancer could be denied access to life-saving medical treatment because it could endanger a fertilized egg. It could ban stem cell research. For couples that are desperately trying to get pregnant, Amendment 48 could actually ban their access to assisted reproductive technologies like in vitro fertilization. So, for the average Coloradan, Amendment 48 could really create a legal nightmare that would restrict their access to a broad range of healthcare choices.
12 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And we've got Crystal Klinkenbeard on the line. She's communications director for the No on 48 campaign. But you know, that's the personhood amendment. You know, I just marvel at this. When these folks put these things together, do they ever sit down and think about all of these spin-off consequences? I don't think they do, or they don't care, or they actually really don't believe in them.
Well, you know, that's the really interesting thing about Amendment 48. On one hand, you could claim that these really far-reaching consequences are unintended. But when you look into the list of organizations that are supporting Amendment 48, you find that many of those organizations really trumpet the fact that they have a problem with women being able to use birth control pills, that they have a problem with some of the most basic health care that, you know, Americans and Coloradans think that people absolutely deserve.
And that's based on their religious view of the world, right?
Yeah, it is.
Well, don't they? All right, well, you and I are going to agree on this, but it's like I constantly want to say to them, okay, fine. So you don't believe in birth control, you don't believe in any of these things, and that's okay, that's good, that's fine. Don't use it. Don't use birth control. You know, don't go have an abortion. Most women don't want to have one. It's only when they're in a situation where their backs are against the wall, usually. I'm not saying in every case, but in most cases. Why not invest your energy and funding into giving women alternatives to that? And through greater sex education and contraceptives, but you know, they can't, I mean, they're not into any of that kind of stuff. So we have to put up with this. And basically it's their way of bullying us around with their ideology. And it's like, we just have to reject this at the polling place. I mean, we just got to tell them no. And try to once again stop this incursion by these folks into our everyday lives.
Absolutely. And you know, I can't stress enough that Colorado will absolutely be a test case for the rest of the country. And so they tried to get this amendment on the ballot in other states and weren't able to do it. But the margin by which Coloradans reject Amendment 48 will send a really clear signal to these organizations, not just to leave our state alone, but to leave the rest of the country alone as well. You know, that's one of the reasons, just the medical consequences of Amendment 48 is why doctors' organizations that represent more than 7,000 Colorado doctors have signed on to the No on 48 campaign, because this is such a dangerous way to look at medicine in the state constitution.
One last quick question here. If somehow this does pass, and I'm hoping it doesn't, and I'm hoping people get aware of this after this conversation, that they get more aware of this and start getting busy about this, but if it does pass, are there grounds for a lawsuit on this?
Certainly, and you know, that is one of actually the key goals of the proponents of Amendment 48. They see this as an opportunity to take Roe back to the Supreme Court and try to reverse that decision. That's one of the reasons why Amendment 48, should it become law, would really create a legal nightmare for Coloradans for years and years to come. Changing the definition of person in the state constitution would impact literally thousands of Colorado laws and regulations, everything from property rights to inheritance rights to criminal laws. And so the lawsuits that this thing could create are really staggering.
So one of their goals is to try to get this in a court.
Absolutely. And the Thomas More Law Center, which is, again, one of the backers of Amendment 48, has been very, very clear that this is a tool to try to, you know, bring this issue back into the courts. Into the Supreme Court.
Oh man. Well, all right. I think the call is pretty clarion here. We're just going to have to muscle it up and put these people down. So those of you who are like me and you just resent this whole entire thing, where can we go, Crystal, to get involved with this?
Folks can go to protectchoices, all one word, .org, to find information about Amendment 48, how you can get involved, and just to learn more about the catastrophic consequences of it.
Okay, and you're looking for volunteers, you're looking for donations, right?
Absolutely. We need as many people talking to folks as possible, and this is going to be an expensive campaign, so yes, we need donations.
All right, well, we'll have you on again as time goes on, and we'll definitely stay hooked up to this issue. So, Crystal, thank you. I appreciate your time this morning.
Well, thanks so much for having No 148 on.
You got it. Thank you so much. Well, here we go again. Now we're going to have another battle with these people on the fringe. It's just absolutely, and I'm not naive, but it just absolutely sets me back. Because I'm looking for another thing to say other than I don't understand or I don't get it. It absolutely sets me back that these folks just cannot stop this stuff. That they can't let it alone. That they can't stop it. And I don't know about you, but I'll tell you something. I'm tired of being muscled around by these people. I'm tired of their agendas. I'm tired of their BS. And it's like, you don't want to have, you know, you don't engage in contraception. You don't want to give a woman a right to choose. Then fine, keep it within your own community and your own family and stop trying to spread it off on the rest of us. Oh, almighty. 9:18, 18 minutes after 9. All right, let's go to open phones, 303-713-7600. That's 303-713-7600. And the phones are open. You can talk about anything that you want to talk about. Of course, if you don't call, then John and I get the rare privilege of whipping out at MacArthur's Park and playing it.
We could dissect yesterday's water polo event.
I haven't watched any of the Olympics. Have you watched any of it?
Yeah, I've watched a ton of it, man.
I can't. No, you know why I can't do it? You know
yes,
why I can't
know
do
why
it.
Why you're not doing it.
Because it's in Beijing. I just can't do it this time.
You watched the Salt Lake Olympics, didn't you?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, no, I love the Olympics. I know it's in Beijing, and I know
I just
the whole
can't.
Human rights thing. And
yeah, I'm sorry. It bothers me.
I love sports, so I'm sorry. I'm going to watch it.
Well, you don't have to apologize to me for it.
I'm a jerk for doing it, I guess.
No, I don't think you're a jerk for doing it. I just don't. I don't know.
Oh, watching
the hypocrisy.
Misty May Trainor and Carrie Walsh last night. The women volleyball players.
Oh, okay. So now it's sexual.
No, not at all. They're great athletes and they're pretty.
Well, I just. Boy, you know, we stand up to tell the rest of the world.
Watching Michael Phelps break all these records. I'm kind of sick of hearing about him, but.
Well, we stand up to tell the rest of the world how to conduct their business. Yet, you know what? We're such hypocrites. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, like if the Olympics were here, the rest of the world should be protesting, right?
Right, exactly. So, I mean, it's like we'll lecture the Chinese and then we'll waterboard people at Gitmo, okay? We'll talk about human rights and then we'll participate in the Olympics there.
It's extremely double-sided.
Of course.
Backhanded.
All right, 9:20, 20 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. How's traffic?
Well, it's pretty ugly on 225 anyway. Still a nightmare for a lot of folks. Single-digit speeds both ways around the spillway. Northbound side slam from Parker Road curve up to Mississippi. Southbounders from Parker Road all the way down to DTC Boulevard. Northbound I-25 also stacked this morning solid in the Narrows from University, and that lasts until Alameda. One new crash out there at 44th and Ward Road. That's by I-70. Your forecast, a soggy and cool day on the way. Scattered showers will last through this afternoon and evening. Highs will be in the lower 60s. Rain will mix with snow as low as 10,000 feet. Your current temperature downtown, 52 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ryland Homes is holding its 16-hour super sale this weekend, Saturday, August 16th and Sunday, August 17th only. Save up to $60,000 on your new home. Restrictions apply. Visit Ryland.com for details, and don't miss the Ryland Homes 16-hour super sale this Saturday and Sunday only.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le frit.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-400-2969. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969.
It's 9:22, 22 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We still have a little bit of summertime and fall left to go. As a matter of fact, it'll get back up in the 80s on Monday. But today is kind of a bit of a warning. Kind of a warning shot across the bow that fall's coming and that winter is right around the corner. And if you've said to yourself time and time again, this is the year I'm going to get an all-wheel drive. This is the year I'm going to get a four-wheel drive. Plus, on top of that, I want something that gets decent gas mileage. Well, the place to go is Rocky's Autos with a large selection, and I mean a large selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles. They have more inventory coming on the lot all of the time. And service and satisfaction is what they're all about. They also have programs like, for instance, they'll show you the book on any vehicle that you want to look at. They've got their matching down incentive, which means more of a break for you. Plus, they give you a little economic leverage because they want to see your trade-in as well. Rocky's Autos, with over 100 people out there who are just dedicated to making your buying experience a very special one. So buying an automobile is a big deal. We all know that, and especially in this day and age. So you want to shop for the best deal that you possibly can get. And I'm not suggesting that, you know, I want to hold a gun to your head or that anybody at Rocky's is going to hold a gun to your head to buy an automobile. What I am suggesting is that you go out there and that you take a good, hard look. Rocky's Autos open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. See my friend Spanky Herrera and the rest of the gang out at Rocky's. That's Rocky's. You'll see them right there at the corner of 63rd and Federal. I got a big, gigantic sign there. That's just north of I-76, and it's just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Is your hearing aid preventing you from enjoying the activities you love, like swimming, aerobics, or playing tennis? For many, a hearing aid restricts activities because it has to be removed before participation. This is not only a nuisance, it can leave you without good hearing during those activities. An investigational, fully implantable hearing device from Odulogix is now being evaluated in a clinical research study. You, or someone you know, may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for this investigational, fully implantable hearing device. All related physician, device, and study costs are covered except for your personal transportation for clinic visits. Visit www.thehearingstudy.com or call 1-866-602-7556 for details about the clinical research study for this investigational hearing device. Call 1-866-602-7556 now. That number again, 1-866-602-7556.
Solution. 925, 25 minutes after 9 here, AM 760, a progressive talk. Jay Marvin, living in the society of the spectacle. Showers high today, 57 open phones. And let's get to the phones at 303-713-7600. Here's Pete in Denver. Pete, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how are you doing?
All right.
How you doing? Great show.
Thanks.
Just wanted to comment on the last caller. I think the consequences even go further. Like, you know, let's say a woman misses a prenatal care appointment and subsequently has a miscarriage, whose fault, you know, whose legal fault does that become?
Ooh, that's a pretty good question. That's a real good question.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think before we start listening to even one-tenth of what these people have to say, you know, why aren't they pounding on the White House gates asking for the death to stop for adult soldiers who are fighting, or any of the other lives that are being lost ridiculously?
You know, because they're one issue people, and the thing that amazes me is, when is the religious right going to figure out that they're not getting anything, that they're being used, but they're not getting anything? I mean, the things that they really want, they haven't gotten. Abortion. I mean, Roe versus Wade is still legal. There is no amendment to the Constitution prohibiting gay, gay marriage, which is what they wanted. They wanted a whole bunch of things, and they haven't gotten any of those things. And why do they keep going back to these folks who are not going to do anything for them? I don't understand why they allow themselves to keep getting used.
Yeah, well, maybe the song you should come back with after the next break is "Lunatic Fringe," you know, because I think they're the same as the religious fringe.
Yeah, but they're one. I agree. And they're just one-issue voters. I mean, that's basically what they are. They're just one-issue voters. I mean, that's all they see, and they don't see anything else. And they don't make the equation of the quality of life for kids after they're born. They don't make the equation about adults dying in a war of choice. Those things, I guess, do not exist for them. And I guess that the only thing they do is they just see this one issue, and that's all they care about. And like, how do you selectively endorse life? This is something else I've never been able to figure out. How do you selectively endorse life?
Well, again, it has to come at both ends of the spectrum. You know, you got to endorse life, you know, for the people that are living just as strongly as you support a single cell.
Yeah, but they don't do that, do they?
Right.
And I don't understand how it is that they can reason that out.
Yeah, again, you know, I'm all for Colorado letting people put whatever amendments they want and on the ballot, because, you know, if more power to them. But, you know, I say, as citizens of Colorado, we ought to send a great message saying, yeah, you could put these amendments on, but they're not going to really succeed.
Yeah, I hope you're right. Pete, thanks, man.
Take care.
All right, great call. Let's go to John in Longmont. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
I'd like to go back to a subject from yesterday, which is the impoundment of vehicles, or the mandatory impoundment of vehicles for unlicensed drivers in Denver.
Right, right.
I disagree with that premise altogether, and here's why. We have codified into law three strikes and you're out, and now we've got overflowing prisons with people who have committed minor crimes as a third offense, and now serving life sentences. We've also made mandatory sentences for crack cocaine. We've taken away judges' choices in terms of sentencing, but cocaine in itself, which is basically the same drug, just a different delivery system, is not the same sentence, and
well,
so therefore...
But you know why that is. That's
racism.
That's
racism.
Yeah, that's racism. Yeah.
And so is this. So is this. This is basically meant to get at the unlicensed drivers who are mostly, as a percentage of the population, probably Hispanic. And that's probably why it passed.
Well, I don't know if they're largely Hispanic or they're not largely Hispanic. I will tell you this much. I think that anybody who is an unlicensed driver, regardless of what their race is, they should be punished for it.
The one thing I did not think of
when I was having that conversation with that guy is I question this part of it. Does it encourage racial profiling?
Oh, I think it does. But I wanted to get to my point, which is this. One of the things that was said was that that a car should be impounded and taken away if an unlicensed driver drives that car, even if that driver is not the owner of the vehicle. Now think about that statement. Let's say I have a car, and let's say it's a nice car, like a, you know, $40,000 vehicle or something like that. And I have a nephew who has a license, but oh, it expired a week ago, and I lend him the car, thinking full well that he has a license. He gets caught. My $40,000 vehicle gets taken away from me because of that mistake. That's not fair under any circumstances. That is not fair. I mean,
yeah, you're right.
Maybe a fine, and oh, you know, slap on the hand, you should have checked that or something like that. That's different than taking away something that you probably have a loan on, and that car probably doesn't even belong to you. It belongs to a bank, and they're taking that vehicle away. The ability for abuse there is just amazing in terms of how that law could end up being enforced and against who, and who do they let go. Even though it's mandatory, you know, they can choose to not enforce it or enforce it, and then also just the damage, the injury. I mean, you're talking about usually in most people's lives the second most expensive purchase that they make other than a home. And trying to take that away from them for lending a vehicle to somebody who is unlicensed, there's no justification for that.
Well, I have to tell you, you thought about it a lot more than I have, because I never looked into those parts of it, and I think you've made a persuasive case.
Well,
I think you're right.
That,
I think you're
about
right.
This. Let's say it's your car, and you're driving it. Have you ever let your license expire by a couple of days?
Oh, you want my honest answer?
Yeah.
No, I never have.
Okay, well, I did. Now, and I got caught. Oh, and it was a $100 fine. Okay, I'm sorry, Judge. I just wasn't paying attention. I'll get it taken care of immediately. In this case, you'd lose your car.
Yeah, and I didn't take those things into consideration, including the racial profiling aspect, when I sat there and I agreed with the caller that day about it. And what I should have done was I should have thought it out better. So you're right about that.
The general problem I have is that our society, and I think this is our problem today, our society is always looking for easy answers. You know, let's just take this theme and run with it and put it into law. And now we have this rigid legal system that is based on these wacky themes with no capability for our judicial system to take their law degrees and apply a fairness doctrine to our legal system.
Well, listen, on that part I agree. I mean, we always want very simplistic, immediate answers to very, very complex questions. I think there's no better example of that than the immigration problem. That's a perfect example right there.
So is our foreign policy.
Yeah, same thing there, too.
We can't talk to our enemies? Hell no.
Yeah, well, we can't.
How could we do that?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I agree. Not only that, but we deny our past.
Right.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. You know what, John? Thank you, man. This call has really been good, and it's opened my eyes, certainly. I hope you'll call again.
Yeah, I really appreciate your show.
All right, take care, man.
Have a good one.
All right.
Bye.
Good to have callers like that, because I didn't even think about the issues that he was raising. 303-713-7600, and I got a couple of lines open here at AM 760, a progressive talk. It's open phones, so if you want to jump in here and get involved, okay. John Turk, traffic.
225 and I-25 from both ends of the city still pretty full. In Aurora, southbounders on 2 1/4, hitting snags from 70 to Alameda. And again, after Parker Road, that's where it's really thick for you. Northbounders also going to find delays between Parker and Mississippi. On 25, big struggles on the southbound side. Speeds going to be in the 20s and 30s from 120th down to 84th. Then you'll find bumper-to-bumper conditions from I-70 to Spear. On the northbound side, sluggish from the University of Denver up to Alameda. Really a pretty mellow commute with relatively few crashes, but speeds have been pretty slow this morning. Your forecast, showers and thunderstorms, then overcast during the afternoon with occasional rain and a high near 60. Calling for rain and cooler temperatures for most of the weekend. Right now, 52 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Todd Hilton says, take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get a brand new 08 Ford Escape for just $14,900. A great SUV that gets...
Hello, Bloomberg and Associates.
Yes, could you put me through to Jack Beasley? This is Cindy Adams. Hello? Hello? Did you just put me on hold?
Oh, no, sorry. That's not the on-hold music. That's my personal soundtrack.
What? Just put me through to Mr. Beasley.
One moment, please.
Wherever you are in life, get ahead. CSU Global Campus can connect you to a world-class bachelor's or master's degree online. So if you're looking for a convenient way to advance your career, we answer the call. Classes start soon, so enroll now. For more information, dial 1-877-345-GLOBAL or visit csuglobal.org.
Jack's not answering. Would you like his voicemail? Oh, wait. I love this part. Da, da, da.
Whatever.
breathe while covering every blemish and imperfection with just the flick of a brush. It leaves your skin flawless, naturally radiant, and luminescent.
To get your free 30-day supply of SureCover, call 1-800-500-1804, and you'll become a believer. For perfect skin in an instant, call 1-800-500-1804. That's 1-800-500-1804. Call now.
It's time for a ripple effect. If just one out of every 10 homes in the U.S. upgraded to water-efficient fixtures, it could save more than 300 billion gallons of water and nearly $2 billion annually. And the Home Depot makes it easy to upgrade with products like water-efficient toilets that use less than 1.3 gallons per flush, reducing indoor water use by up to 20%. Or upgrade your bathroom with stylish and efficient low-flow faucets and showerheads. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
This week only, AutoZone has an incredible deal for you. Now through Sunday, August 17th only, buy any wash and wax product at AutoZone and get a second product of equal or lesser value at half off. See store for details. Get to AutoZone today. Look sharp and save big.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a risk-free trial today.
She always looked good to me. I can't believe how young she looks.
For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-700-2007. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-700-2007. 1-800-700-2007.
If I had a $1 million.
AM 760 is proud to present Money Matters with Dave and Coke every Sunday morning at 11. Money Matters. Learn how to make zero your hero. That's Money Matters every Sunday at 11 on AM 760.
After the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, showers, 57 degrees. Jay Marvin with you, and it's open phones. Good to have you along. Let's go to Charles in Frisco. Charles, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. What about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm on my way down from Frisco, actually. It's actually sunny in Frisco, and on the way down, rainy down here.
But, doggone it, we gotta relocate this show to Frisco, man.
Yeah, this will be real quick. I was going to mention about the Georgia and Russia thing, but first I want to make a comment real quick on that Hunter thing, because I heard you guys talking about it. Well, the thing about it is when they said they were going to impound the car and then the person can get it back if they got to show a license or insurance, but the owner would be able to get his car back, and he should check, make sure that whoever you loan your car to does have a license. And the second thing they said, if you were illegal, is when they were going to confiscate the car. Which I don't know if that's discrimination. I would think that probably would be discrimination, but it's still, that's what they're talking about, actually confiscating the car. But well, here's the thing about me. My sister, last year and a half, the last 2 years, allegedly, because she can't really tell if they're illegal or not, twice she got hit by, which looked to be an illegal alien, but you don't know for sure, but an illegal person from Mexico, and they tore off. They left. They wrecked her car, drove off and left real quick and ran, and one of them ran out of a car that wasn't even his or whatever, the other one ran, drove off. So that really, whatever they're trying to combat with that, to me, wouldn't work, because if they don't have a license anyway, most people are going to run or whatever anyway.
Well, yeah, that's it. That's your whole scenario, and this goes on all the time. This is your whole scenario of hit and run. Happens all the time in this country.
Yeah, and so to me, I think that, you know, even though my wife was in a situation one time where she let her license go out, and then they stopped her, and we had to go get them, and they threw it out and everything. Mike, the car probably would have been pounded, but, well, we should. I was pushing her, go get your license. What are you doing? So she should have did it anyway. But then another thing I was going to say, you know, I just want to make that quick. This is the main thing that ain't nobody talking about. I'm looking on TV, and I'm sure the world is getting sick looking at this. When you got Georgia and Russia, and you got Bush and Rice over there down in Russia for what they're doing, and here, what do they look like? What do they do to Iraq? And they're going to go around telling Russia what they're doing, even though I think they're both wrong, but I still think it really makes you nice. They look bad. Bush, that's the most I get sick of my stomach even hearing him talking about it.
Yeah, well, I thought that was pretty bizarre and pretty hypocritical when he was after the Russians for invading a quote unquote sovereign nation. And then what the hell did we do in Iraq? Well, that's exactly what we did.
Oh man, I got so sick. And then Rice is over there actually talking about it. I'm like, what does the world even think about us? Who are we? We can do it, but nobody else can. I mean, even though it's wrong all the way around, but they shouldn't even put their two cents in. Now, that really is the stupidest thing I ever seen in my life. And I just wanted to throw that out there because I've never heard anybody say about it on the news, radio, about, you know, the comparison.
Well, I think you're right. I'm glad you brought it up, and we should have brought it up a long time ago. And the most of the media, most of the corporate media, you're right, they won't touch it. They don't say anything about it.
They don't really say nothing about it.
No, I agree. And somebody should... I mean, boy, you'd think some reporter would stand up and ask Dana Purina or whatever her name is at the White House about this. Like, well, how do we get away with telling them not to do it when we've done it ourselves?
Yeah, and we're still doing it. We ain't left yet. And then it's awful. And then they're over there, oh, trying to demand them to get out and all this. And whoa, who are we? We can do it, but nobody else can. And that's the way they look at it. I know they look at it like that. They're like, who are they? But... who's to say underneath all the media that they're putting out, who's to say that Bush ain't over there talking to Buck Putnam? Well, I know I just did Iraq, but we've got to do this for the people. I mean, you know, I don't know what they're doing underneath.
Well,
that's when conspiracy comes in.
That's that whole American exceptionalism thing. Charles, thanks, man. Stay dry, brother.
You too. Have a good day.
All right. Here's Gene in Aurora. Gene, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Gene, and I was calling because I heard on the radio in the middle of the morning that James Dobson issued a statement that everybody, all of his constituents, should pray for rain when Obama gave his speech.
It wasn't Dobson directly. It was somebody who works for Dobson, and they made a video about it. And then after getting all sorts of criticism, they withdrew the video. But they did. They did focus on the family. Did initially make that statement.
Yeah. But, you know, he's the head of it. He founded it, so it's going to naturally fall under his name. I thought for them to be Christians, and I am a Christian, I thought that was mean, hateful, and evil.
Well,
in that order.
Well, I guess the thing is, I guess they must read the Bible differently than you do.
Maybe.
I mean, you see, the thing that gets me, here's the thing that gets me. When you try to argue with people that not all of Islam is the same, and that there are radical, there's a radical version of Islam, and then there's a mainstream version of Islam. People say, no, Islam's an evil religion, and they're all like that. But then if you turn around and you say, well, wait a minute, there are extremists in Christianity.
Exactly.
And then there's mainstream Christians. They also want to turn around and either deny that or condemn the extremists in mainstream Christianity, so they have like an uneven kind of approach towards the two religions. And these folks who would pray for rain when Obama's in Invesco Field, and they make all of these, you know, kind of whacked out weird statements, People just don't get it. They just don't. I mean, it's like they don't see it. For instance, Dobson has made hateful comments towards gays and lesbians. He has implied hateful comments towards Jews and Catholics and basically people who don't see the religious world the way he sees it and his followers see it. Yet, did you know that he's going to be inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame in Chicago?
I didn't know that, but I would believe it.
And it's like, you know what? It's like, what does he deserve to be in the Hall of Fame for? For what reason and why?
Mm-hmm. He should have stayed into psychology. That's where he was educated in, and that's where he should have stayed. But to dip over into religion and some of the things that he has done and trying to manipulate people's minds to think as he does, it's just wrong. And suppose all the rest of us Christians would pray for the ice age to fall up on focus on the family.
Yeah, well, if you were to do that publicly, you'd be condemned.
Of course. But I only heard that one little blurb on the radio, and I hadn't heard it anymore. and I didn't hear it the second hour that the news cycled around on that radio station. And I'm very upset with that, and I plan to focus on the family and tell them that they are just wrong, they're mean, evil, and hateful.
Oh, they really are. And it's good, yeah. and it's good that you're going to speak out. Gene, thanks. I appreciate the call.
Okay. Bye now.
All right. Yeah, who thinks that way? Well, I hope it rains. Grow up down there, children, will you please? Sam in Denver. Sam, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay Money. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, man. What about you?
I'm pretty good, dude. Well, I wanted to ask about the election, but I wanted to ask you if you ever got around to see Batman.
No, I haven't gone yet.
What, are you going to wait till they make $700 million before you go?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
You know what the problem? Here's the problem. I have so many movies sitting at home because, and I don't want to give them a free plug on the air, but
right.
I use Netflix, right?
Uh-oh.
So I got those sitting at home. I've got other ones sitting at home. I've got ones that are DVR'd off of the cable channels, and it's like I'm just waiting for a weekend where I could sit down and watch some of these.
Right.
You know, and that's one of the problems right there is I'm just backed up.
Right. Well, if it makes you feel any better, I got my best friend works for Netflix. I'm kidding, Jay.
Okay. Well, then he'll like me even more.
There you go. I woke up yesterday and I was yelling at the radio. I was really, really upset when I heard about this roll call vote. I mean, that's some catharsism for you right there. But I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. I'm losing patience with my man Obama. I just wish he would be a lot tougher with Hillary because it's a sign of a show of weakness for me.
I think it's a sign of the fact that she's due respect, that she and her husband have played an integral part in the Democratic Party, and that you do owe her something. I mean, we all owe her something, and so what they're going to basically do is they're basically going to allow her to have her name put in nomination, and she's not going to steal the nomination from him, but it's kind of like a pay tribute type of thing, and I think it's really nice.
See, I don't buy that. That sounds good. It sounds good, but it looks bad.
Well, why does it look bad?
Because you're gonna get. She had a shot. Nominated, and she didn't get nominated. Okay, that's pretty much cut and dry. I'm sure the Patriots would like to play the Super Bowl over too. Maybe change the outcome.
Yeah, but it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing because the Clintons have done a lot. Whether you like them or you don't like them, they have done a lot for the Democratic Party. So it's a way of showing respect, and it's a way of having a degree of healing, and it's a way of working things out. Now, do I like the Clintons? No. But it doesn't make any difference. I mean, I think that even though I don't like them, I think that even though I would have voted for Hillary if she'd gotten the nomination only because I wouldn't have had any other choice.
Right.
It doesn't mean that we have to be crappy about it. It doesn't mean that we have to be alienating about it. And it doesn't mean that we have to be angry about it.
That's the way they made it. That's the way they
made
it.
Yeah, but it doesn't make it. But you know what? But if they made it that way, still, Sam, hey, it doesn't make it right. I mean, at some point, you have to do what's right.
But it wasn't a dirty hockey game until they start playing.
But it doesn't make any difference. You don't. That's like I've had this discussion with about a billion callers. You know, that's like when you're in school. And Bob punches George, and
right.
Then you go punch George, and then the teacher or your parents say, "Well, you shouldn't have punched George," and then you answer back, "Well, Bob did it," and your parents say to you, "But because Bob did it doesn't mean you have to do it, and doesn't mean that it's right." I mean, let's have a high class affair here, man.
Well, I'm not going to punch George unless he punches me.
But, I mean, the problem with that is she ran a bad campaign. She lost.
But we know that. We all know that.
We get one nominee, Jay, and,
but you,
you know,
but it
and
doesn't,
that's going to be Obama. And if he wants the nomination, take the nomination, run for president.
But it
otherwise,
doesn't, but it, no, but it doesn't hurt to pay somebody the respect they're due.
Okay, but that's not what they're trying to get. Okay, once they're heard, okay, once they got their catharsism or whatever, once that's done and the outcome is still not what they want it to be, then where does that leave them? What are they going
to
say?
Where it leaves them is it allows them a chance to join with the rest of us in putting Barack Obama in the White House, and they know that going in, so it's not some gigantic conspiracy. Hey, Sam, I got to go, man. I appreciate it. Stay dry.
All right, sir.
All right. 9:52, 52 minutes after the hour. Turk with traffic.
Jay, stop and go still in just a couple areas around town. First, southbound I-25 from 70 to Spear, and again on southbound 225 after Parker Road. That crash at 44th and Ward, all gone now, so we can say we're accident-free, too. Just be careful around the foothills on 70 and C-470. Do have some patchy fog there. Same deal on 25 between Colorado Springs and Castle Rock. Today's forecast, a soggy and cool day on the way for the metro area. Scattered showers will last through this afternoon and evening. Highs are going to be in the lower 60s. Rain will mix with snow as low as 10,000 feet. Your current temperature downtown, 52 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, your Denver Metro Toyota service centers have factory-trained technicians that know your vehicle inside and out. Be sure to check out the Dare to Compare section in this month's mailer. It shows you'll always get the right service at the right price.
Have you ever been one of those deals where you're driving the speed limit, put my blinker on, and I know he sees my blinker to get into the right lane. I know he sees it. He had to see it.
But he wouldn't let me in.
So now we pull up to a stoplight.
You know how you just never look over into the other car?
Well, I did this time. The kid's texting. Now, that would be a government involvement that I would like. I would like to see a law passed where you can't text while you're driving.
Ed Schultz, mornings 10 to 1.
You know?
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Business owners, if you want half-off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction. And it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-9209. That's 800-300-9209. 800-300-9209.
Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs,
señoras y señores,
with Comcast high-speed internet and a free Wii system, you can now connect online and play against anyone in the world. Comcast and Nintendo unite to bring you the best home entertainment and gaming together. Sign up for the Comcast Premier Triple Play now and get a free Wii system. For a free Wii system, sign up for the Comcast Premier Triple Play today. Connect online, play the world. Offer ends August 17th. Call 1-800-COMCAST.
Requires a 24-month commitment. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. Subject to Comcast redemption form terms and conditions. After 12-month period, regular charges apply. Equipment installation, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra.
If you see a boy who struggles to walk or climb stairs, you could be noticing symptoms of Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Duchenne is the most common lethal genetic disorder of childhood. If you suspect your son or a boy you know may have Duchenne muscular dystrophy, contact Parent Project Muscular Dystrophy to learn more. Treatments exist that can make a real difference. Why not become informed about what you can do?
Morning, gentlemen. Want to hear our specials?
Sure.
First, we have the seafood special. It's been sitting around here for a week. We're known around these parts for our food poisoning.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. It's called A1C, a simple blood test that can help measure your risk of complications such as heart attack. To find out more, go to www.diabetesa1c.org. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
After midnight, we're going to let it all hang out.
Captain Midnight, we're going to let it all hang out.
after midnight.
9:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, who's been hanging out with you since 6 o'clock this morning. So open phones. Let me see if I can get one more call in here. Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi.
As with your first subject this hour about the babies, et cetera, back many years ago, it was the early 60s, I had taken a job in suburban Boston, and driving through from California to Boston, we stopped, visited with my parents for several days. They had a party. The old family doctor was there. He said, I see that your wife is pregnant. You know, you're going to Boston. I said, yes. He said, I went to Harvard Med School, and I had a classmate there whose son is now teaching at Harvard Med School, and he has his own private gynecological practice. He said, I'll get your dad his name and phone number. He said, I think you would do yourselves a favor to get with him. And so when we got there, we did. And after the baby was born and the post-delivery stuff, several weeks, he said, now, do you people want have another child quickly? No. He said, do you want to practice birth control? Yes. He said, well, he said, would you like me to fit you with a diaphragm to my wife? She said, yes. And he said, all right, now, this is illegal. He said, I can't do it.
Yeah.
But they're not going to tell me what I can, how I have to practice medicine.
Well, you see, they never get that. And they never get that if they outlaw a woman's right to choose, the rich will go out of the country and the poor will go to the back alleys. I got to run, Dave.
Correct.
I got to go, Dave. I appreciate the call. Thank you, and stay dry. And everybody have a great weekend. Back with Tom Hartman debuting with us on Monday morning, 6:17. See you then.
Is your hearing aid preventing you from enjoying the activities you love, like swimming, aerobics, or playing tennis? For many, a hearing aid restricts activities because it has to be removed before participation. This is not only a nuisance, it can leave you without good hearing during those activities. An investigational, fully implantable hearing device from Odulogix is now being evaluated in a clinical research study. You, or someone you know, may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for this investigational, fully implantable hearing device. All related physician, device, and study costs are covered except for your personal transportation for clinic visits. Visit www.thehearingstudy.com or call 1-866-602-7556 for details about the clinical research study for this investigation.